Hello.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hi, maids queen.
You like that ass? You like
no.
that ass?
No.
Well, you'd rather look at my face. That's worse.
Yeah, just take aim and do it.
No, you can't do that. No, you can't. No, you can't do that.
How's Mother Lucario?
Not hold up. Not hold up. Oh my god, these fucking Italian Greyhound people, they just keep sending more and more messages.
Oh, listen, I think I need to read one of those.
Well, you need to read one. But I'll have the computer read this one, it's just stupid.
Maybe I'm the last to know about this young woman, but then I am hardly in her demographic of viewers, but she is featured prominently in the NY Times, upstaged only by a close-up of her Italian Greyhound.
Weird.
Is that about you?
I think she's talking about you, because you're... She probably thought you were the Italian Greyhound. Because you're really...
Have the gray hair.
You're skinny. That's not nice. Sorry, Trotsky. Do you have any of those to read?
Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead and read, and I'm going to shut my door. I don't want anybody to see. Go ahead and stir it. Let's see. No, don't start. Just chew. I want to hear the whole thing. Just chew, Cheryl. Just chew.
Okay, I'm done chewing. You ready? Man.
All I want for Christmas is my two front layups.
Two front
layups.
Layups.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Cheryl.
Yep.
I hear you have, you're going to do a reading.
Yeah, I'm going to do a reading.
You're going to do a reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my loofer. My mommy has to twim the nails of her friends named Izzy. Hers has to wear a muzzle and gets all wrapped up in a blankie, cause Izzy gets all aggravated when mom does her nails. Me's just waits quietly on a mom's lap and lets hers do her thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some kings me's gets squirmy, so mommy's has to give me a quote straighten up tap.
Mm-hmm.
Unquote, or two. Mm-hmm. Good luck with them airdrops.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing days only last a week. Your friend Rosie, who turned 9 years old this month.
Cheryl, these Italian Greyhound people are fucking crazy. I mean, I'm one of them, but they're not... I'm testing the chat.
Here's more from Rosie.
This fucking chat room can suck my vagina out. It doesn't even recognize my name. I hate it out. You want to read another one? Go ahead.
From Rosie, please. I don't have any more.
I have a question for the audience. Does my video, like, is it going, like, flashing?
Yeah.
It is?
Well.
Like, it keeps flashing?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why the fuck it's doing that, Cheryl.
Why?
I guess I'll just have to play some things like this. I'm just going to have to play other videos. It's okay.
Look, Griselda just sent us a nice one.
Okay. Send me the link, will you? No, I don't... Oh, my God, I don't want to see a penis on my wholesome show.
Oh, no.
Here, what's this? Depression Peppa cooking. We'll just... This is an emergency. We'll do this. I don't want to see sex on my... Not... Ugh. Get off of that... Ugh. Oh, who's this lady? Oh, well, we'll just look at her, because that looks like me a little bit, anyway. Oh, God.
Put it in the room.
I need something to... That's not right. Poop noodle with titles. What's this?
Oh.
Wendy Ho. I don't think so. I just want something that's visual. Oh, how about Sylvia chewing?
I put it in the room. Look at that. I put a link in the room.
I can't deal with that. Peppers and eggs with fresh bread. Okay. She's kind of old, Cheryl, like you. Okay, we'll just look at her. Fine. Anyway, what else? What are you eating? Can you stop eating for 3 seconds while we do this program? A pickle.
Yeah.
You know, I have to tell you something really, this is really cool because I was just chatting with Reagan Fox.
Yeah.
And we were doing some very interesting experimentation with the, another technology that I think you might find superior, which enabled us to broadcast directly to Ustream, to YouTube. So we were live broadcasting to YouTube, and we're able to play videos, and you can wear funny hats and go,
I don't like that.
Why? Because you're so fucking ugly?
Mm-hmm.
But you can put a mask on, Cheryl, and then it'll put a funny face on you.
I'm not doing it.
Why are you such a bitch?
Yeah.
You're a cunt.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what are we going to talk about today? I know a lot of people wanted to hear from us since I'm going to Europe's and you're going down on your black.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm most likely going to go down on her.
Okay, I'm just going to play Sylvia turning pages.
This woman
and
makes
chewing.
Me nervous. No, she's cutting her pelvis.
I switched.
It looks like she's going to cut her fingers off. Why is she cutting towards herself?
I switched to Sylvia chewing and licking paper. It's okay. It's all right. I think this will be fine.
I thought you had some new Sylvia Cleo.
I do. Audio. I haven't even heard them yet. I saved them for you. But there's like a song or something. Should we start with this now?
Well, I think someone should donate some money first.
Yeah, we need some money. Now, I want to tell you that, there was flashing. Sorry about the flashing. I think it's because it might have been because I was using the thing with Reagan. It might have somehow fucked up my video. Or it's because I'm using
Google Plus.
Because I'm a fucking lesbian. I don't know.
I hate Google Plus. I hate it.
I hate what it does to your vagina. But, you know, if you don't use, you can use like a different identity, you know, and just kind of identity hop.
Nope.
Who's Blood Hug? Oh, that's a new
Coco
person.
Coco Cunts.
There's Strip Club DJ. And look who's here. Edith Bunker is here.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah. She better not post any cats, though. What?
I got this email, and it said,
"You're ugly."
Despite being so expensive, $59.95 each, we sold 6 DVDs yesterday.
Oh, yes. Coco Cunts.
Sent all customers an email.
What?
Lol, DD.
Okay, whoever just said, how do I log on to this thing with my name? I don't know. I'm having the same problem. It doesn't let me even put my name on here, and I'm the host of this goddamn shit. Shithole. So don't ask me.
Click on...
Clitter.
Log
click on what?
Top.
Yeah, I am logged in, you stupid cunt.
The
you think I didn't think of that?
The blue button or something.
Oh, I hate you. You know what?
Hello?
I'll just... Top right. There is no top right. All it says is Yeast Radio Live with Madge. I don't have the same screen as you, Podquastique. Oh, that's Podquastique. They were a little bit messy the other day, weren't they?
What's going on?
Remember them? They relaunched their show, and well, they sure looked messy, like drunk. Cheryl?
Disconnected? Hello?
I hear you. Oh.
What's going on with the connection?
What's the problem?
Let me plug in my Ethernet, so hopefully I won't get disconnected.
I hear you. What's the problem?
It, like, crapped out for a whole minute.
Your voice sounds very different all of a sudden, like quieter or something. Like like the noise in my head just stopped. That was your voice. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, your voice changed. Are you going to a bar mitzvah?
What?
You can have a bas mitzvah? Did you?
How do I sound now?
Better. The usual.
Okay, good.
Distorted.
I plugged in the Ethernets of the web.
I am in a basement with a horrible net. I should get in. Never mind. I'm going to get a house of my own. Never. Okay, what?
Maybe if you stop traveling all around the United States of America.
Don't you fucking hate Ustream when it plays? You go to Ustream to be in the chat room because you're broadcasting. And what does it do? It's put some goddamn fucking ad on your screen with voices playing. I ain't got time for that, real. Chuch. Yeah. Still, I'm in this goddamn... Anyway. Yeah, see? Fudge judges, that was me. Ads suck. Well, okay. Hold on, Cheerio. Cheerio? Maybe I'll use a different browser, because,
Well, I had to stop using Firefox because, you know, it's so up-to-date that they break everything every time they update the goddamn browser.
Now? So what about your ads? You have to watch ads now?
No, I'm using the Chrome.
You're using the Chrome. I'm trying the Chrome now, right now.
No advertisement.
What do you use? GuideYourBloaterus.com?
No.
Advertise my vagina eating? Pussy cunt?
Adblock.
How do you find the goddamn chat room, Cheryl? My channels. But see, I go into the chat room, fine, but then it plays the goddamn video. I don't want to play the goddamn video.
So just mute the video.
Okay, but that's what I did before, and then... See? That fucking ad plays with some goddamn Microsoft shit.
Well, Madge, there's a plugin called Adblock.
Yeah, you've only told me.
And when you install this on Google Chrome, you no longer see ads.
Well, I'm not going to install it now, honey.
Why? It takes 2 seconds, you dumb bitch.
Cheryl, I loved your last episode when you said you were fighting cancer with cancer. What does that mean? I don't remember you saying that.
I don't see it. Who said that?
Them high bitches, podcast equa.
I don't see that in the chat room.
See, it's all fucked up. Fucked up. Let's see if that shows. There, it shows me fucked up.
Let me refresh this.
Yeah, refresh so you can get some nice commercials. Oh, you don't have commercials because you're
on the No commercials. But no
okay, look, I opened up a new window. I think this might work.
Stuff I didn't see.
Girdle.
Cancer. Oh, well, that was my last episode.
How do you do censor off?
This podcasting thing. I don't understand her.
You know, you need to be nice to people that are talking about us. You don't have to be a mean little cunt.
Lena has this podcast, except for it's a video.
Wham.
A video on YouTube and Vimeo is not a podcast. I'm sorry.
What?
God damn it.
Vimeo? They used Vimeo?
Yeah, it's not a podcast.
They didn't record it and put it in a podcast?
No.
Well, who the fuck cares, Cheryl? Who the fuck cares?
No.
What the fuck does that matter?
Well, his co-host has a large belly.
He's the co-host. The bald one looks pretty much the same, Nick, but the other one, oy vey, Esmir, he let himself go a little bit, Cheryl.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about.
He looks a little messy.
Yeah.
A little bit messy.
The other one, she's okay. But the other, you know, the other one, what's going on there? What's wrong with your mouth?
What? Are you talking about Sylvia?
Yeah, can we hear some... Did we get any donations so that we can hear some Sylvia?
Let's pay $2,000 and go into a 4-week course. No. 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 Is that another god that made them? No. No. There is no limit.
Smiley right, for fine. Your prostate. I
would really like to get at least one donation from our gigantic audience of 12.
Huge.
Ugh.
Coco cunts.
Oh, where is Coco cunts? Is it in the holder?
No.
Of course
you
not.
You emailed it to me.
You suck ass. You suck at the holdering. You used to manage the holder so well, and now you do nothing. Mm-hmm. You do nothing for me.
I'm eating a carrot cup.
Did I ask what you're eating? No.
I want to do a meditation.
Okay, let's see. Oh, no, this is for the double holder. Which one is the holder for now? The Helder holder. April 2013. Where do you get these names?
What? Delicious.
I don't care, and this is the problem. I don't know. What are you doing? So fat airplane. Cheryl SBB comment. Yeah, well, next time you were...
A little older in a while.
Okay, this will do this. Cheryl SBB comment. It's in 317.13. I'll read Sylvia, you read Cheryl, okay?
I don't see this.
You're so slow. Can you think? Can you think? Can you listen instead of just eat your withered old hole? Come on, get with it.
After you get into my holder, then.
Okay, get to your holder. The folder in the holder is 317.13, St. Paddy's Day.
One moment, please.
The file name is Cheryl.
Transferring your phone call.
What?
Transferring your phone call.
What are you talking about? Transferring my thing, Gail. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put the black booty on just for you.
Fuck you, bitch.
Oh, he's still fucking her. I can't watch that, Cheryl. Maybe we'll watch Peppa Lady instead for a minute. Yeah, Peppa Lady.
Okay, 317.13. Twerk. We did this one already. Didn't we do? We did this folder already.
We did not do that reading.
Yeah.
We did not do the reading, so open the reading. I'll read Sylvia, you read you, okay? All right, ready?
All right.
Sylvia Brown. My grandmother used to say that within your weakness lies your strength sleeping. In times of the greatest turmoil, if you use your intellect to override your emotion, turn on a fan off, would you? Is that heavy? You'll find weakness turning into strength. Your turn.
Okay.
Dumbass.
Yeah. Next time you are sitting in your marvelous new wheelchair, Sylvia Brown, maybe you should listen to your grandma's advice, Mother God. Turn that weakness into strength like you have the weakness that is your raspy voice. It is unforgettable and so amazing. Or your talons. James Randi makes fun of them, and yet all of your true fans, like mates, just adore your beautiful, looing, stinky talons. Mm-hmm. In your latest interview video, I noticed we read this, you stupid bitch.
We did?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to try and play my video again and see if... Oh, it's still blacking out.
I noticed you're chewing on your talon around 1:30, so amazing. I wish you would respond to these messages and tell us what your talon smells like. Feech.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, if people do pay-per-view, I don't want them to just see Sylvia Brown over and over. We have to show some videos. Anyway, we'll get to that. Okay. For right now, it's just Sylvia because we're having technical problems. We got 2 donations, Cheryl, I'm proud to say. Happy to say.
What did we get for donations?
We got $5 from Nicholas.
Oh, that's so nice.
And $10 from our lovely and reliable G-Nades.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you.
$10 each?
Yeah. Oh, that was Nick from the podcast Equa. That's not the $5.
Ew.
Thank you, honey. Was that because I called your co-host fat? Because if it is, I can do more than that for, you know, more money.
I can call him a fat cow then if I'm going to get more money for doing that.
You can call him that.
Curmudgeon.
That's a big job.
Hold on, let me find the new holder since we got some money, honey. Okay, this is called Double Holder. I haven't even looked at it. I love being surprised, honey. Pima Chodron. I don't think that's it. Batman.
Let's take aim into it.
Yeah, so original. Sharon, no. Cheryl, what am I looking for? I'm having an Alzheimer attack.
Excuse me? I don't understand.
What am I looking for?
I don't know. That's your problem.
Oh, the double holder. All you had to do is say double holder. What's this, Boutrous? Oh, that's the show we did.
Boutrous.
Boutrous has lost more than...
Don't bring them up.
Oh, you're right. Okay. But X Coffee Shop has gone down a full point and a half on Yelp.
Oh, that's a sign.
It's a coincidence. A lot of people don't like not having a bathroom. Where's the goddamn D holder?
You got a shake, you got a shake.
Yeah, you got a D, you got a D. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Jong prolapse. Wow, there's new stuff here, Cheryl. Oh, no, that one is not new.
I'm putting new things in the holder right now.
Okay, these are called, this is called Kim Jong prolapse. Now, these are clips, Cheryl. I haven't listened to any of these, and this is not all of the new stuff, just some of it. Are we ready?
Yeah.
This is Viagra, it's cool.
Now we have Viagra. You know this, psst, come here, honey. Oh, yeah, right. I got something for you. Unless it's a diamond, don't talk to me.
What? Cheryl?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
This is called bullhorn.
As you have this bullhorn at their head.
Mm-hmm. Eat
rocks. Do you know plants scream when you cut them? Then eat rocks.
Okay. This is called fat.
It's not that I don't want you to have your cholesterol. You've got to eat. But now you see what we're doing is we took everybody off protein and we got big fat people because we're all eating starches and sweets.
She got that right. Hysterectomy.
We women had to have was hysterectomies. Do you remember that? That was a new fad.
Foot burn?
My mother tried to burn my foot off when I was 3. People go, oh.
That's a good one. That goes into a special section. Rosa Parks.
We know that there are dark entities in here. We know that there are dark entities. We work with them. We live with them. We can marry them.
What?
Roger Ebert.
We can have this. We can even have them as children. How about that? You know how we always say in our mind, where did they come from?
Dark entity.
See, they don't get to go to the other side. You know what they do? They go horseshoe. They go right back in. My mother's in Ethiopia.
She's getting ready to go to the other side, Cheryl. She's getting
ready.
That one is a good one, too. This is called The World. Maybe it's got a longer name and I just can't. No, just called The World.
Oh, The World. What are we going to do about it?
Yeah, okay. Dark Montel.
Montel was asking me, so what happens in the year 2020 and all this? And so I was going through my thing and this would happen. It all went dark.
Because you're dead, bitch. Okay, mammogram.
You go for your mammograms, but tell the doctor you were adopted. I've seen women come into my office hysterical. Did you get your mammogram? Did you get your cone down? Yes, but the doctor scared me.
You get your cone down, did she say?
You go for your mammogram. You go for your mammograms, but tell...
Okay, expectations.
So a man walked in one day and he said, I don't know what I expected, but you're not it.
Bat wings.
I came down off this really strange white cliff that had crystals, and I just came down with bat wings, and I don't know.
That's a good one. Bat wings. Keep it down.
Now, here's what was so interesting, and everybody went, oh, and we didn't go, oh, because we said, keep it down over there.
Well, that makes sense, right, Cheryl? Arm.
I have a pain in this arm. They said, don't be ridiculous. You don't have an arm.
97 doctors.
God love doctors, because I work with 97 of them that are wonderful, and there's a lot of good ones.
Erupt.
And he beat it.
That's called beat it cycle. I guess I'm supposed to cycle that. I'll cycle that then. It says cycles.
And he beat it. And he beat it. And he beat it. It means if you're Baha'i or Baha'u'llah...
This is called Baha'i Baha'u'llah.
It means if you're Baha'i or Baha'u'llah, it doesn't matter. We go up to the level in which we say, God is good.
Upbringing.
When I was a young girl growing up in a Catholic, Jewish, Episcopalian, Lutheran household.
What? Nothing Jewish about her with her talents. You are what you eat.
They've always said so many years, tell me what you eat and I'll tell you what you are.
Pussy.
Wouldn't that be something? But anyway.
Seinfeld.
She astounds us. She amuses us. She is the one, the only, the venerable. Come on, give her a big welcome, venerable. Sylvia Brown!
It's such a joy to be here tonight.
Such a joy to be here right now with you.
Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm. K. Okay, that was the first portion of the holder.
So nice to be now here with you today, Nikki.
Okay, this next, that was Kim Jong prolapse. The next section is called, this is a video. Cheryl, will you shut up? What the fuck are you doing?
Hello?
Can you not hear me?
I can hear you.
Why are you
just
babbling? You're babbling like Sylvia. You're babbling, Cheryl. Cheryl, I have a new, I think it must be a new video. It's called Fayette Commode, and it's in this double holder. I think it's about, do you want me to put it in your holder so we can do a countdown? Because it might be good.
Yeah.
Can you handle that, or are you too high on your sleeping pills already? All right, let's see. Yeast. It's under yeast. I'm just putting it under yeast, not under any specific holder, since we don't really ever do anything. Fucking hole holder.
I'm putting a bunch of things in this.
Which direct you?
Not nice of me. I'm using the actual holder, man.
What? Which holder?
I made a new folder called 412.13. I'm putting a bunch of things in there.
I don't see 412.13.
What?
Don't see it. Must not have come onto the other side yet. Do you see Fat Commode yet?
Fat Commode.
Yeah.
What folder did you put it in?
Yeast. Oh, I don't have my Dropbox turned on because I was afraid it would use
too
much.
Stupid fucking cunt.
No, because I didn't want it to use all the bandwidth.
Well, it's going to because it has to get all the content.
I've just finished a DVD. What was it? Oh, Swaggers 4, Smoke and Falk. What the... how does that even make sense, Cheryl, Smoke and Falk?
Makes a lot of sense.
How? Smoke and Falk? Fayette Commode.
Yeah, it's for blacks, too.
Do they? Okay, well, as long as we know that, we're fine. Uh-oh. I'm going to pause it and I want to... Oh, shit. It's being black, Cheryl. I mean, it's not letting... Oh, there.
Being dark.
Dark entities. Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Yep.
Oops. Oops.
Oops. What'd you do?
Well, it's what I didn't do. Don't worry about it. What's going on here? It just, like, fucked me up. My holder just... fucked me.
I've been violated in some way.
It's one of those. God. It's going to be one of those, Cheryl.
I've had a lot of my clients say, oh my God, you mean when I'm in the bathroom or I'm... What are they going to see they haven't seen? What are they going to see? And what I always love to think about guides getting together and saying...
All I hear is a guitar. Hello? Your vagina hurts my ears. It's because of this fucking Dropbox, Cheryl. That's what it fucking is.
Welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Hi, British lady. It sure sounds like it's Cheryl's fault, doesn't it? Hello? Get back to me. Hi, British lady. It sure sounds like it's Cheryl's fault, doesn't it?
I left Skype and I came back.
Lethicin? You took lethicin?
I restarted Skype.
Oh. Skype is a great
program. I'm getting my head cooled. Here.
Yeah. You sounded horrible. You sounded like... Womp. This is what you sound like.
Lethicin.
Womp. Womp. Yomp. Well, I lost the first whatever part of the show.
So what?
The first part of the show, I lost it.
No, you didn't.
No, but I have a recording on this video, so I'll get it from
you. Oh, great, because that's always such high quality.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck you. Sideways. It's like, wow.
Well, you better fix it and use a good quality
We're
for
good
the rest
now.
Of it, because
You're...
I have not ruined my
friend. What?
By coming on this gram with you, to have you have a little quality version of me on the holder.
What other kind of version of you is there? My video is fucked up. My audio is fucked up. My vagina. Well, you don't need to hear about
maybe
that.
Maybe you shouldn't try to do Google Plus Hangout Live Grums with that little bitch, Reagan Fox.
Listen, it was his idea.
Yeah.
Okay, Cheryl, do you mind if, an audience, please, do you mind if we just reboot and come back in 2 minutes? Can we just do that? Because I want to see if rebooting fixes the picture holder and my vagina.
Okay, I'll see you in a few.
Bye, Enwardius T. Okay, audience, I'm black. We're black. Sorry about that, but I think it's going to be okay now. Everything will be okay. Let's start a theme song from Jason Flatowitz, because he's listening. Yeah. Cheryl? Cheryl, I want to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're back. I think we're good. I think I look like a lesbian as usual. I think you're right. It was Reagan's fault. We'll just blame him. Mm-hmm. Is that reasonable?
Well, he's one of the biggest faggots I know.
He has nothing...
He's more of a faggot than dead Margaret Thatcher.
But Cheryl, she wasn't a faggot.
She was a fucking cunt.
But Cheryl... I love how all these brave people are talking about what a cunt she is now that she's dead. She was a cunt before she was dead,
too. I talked about how she was a cunt to her face back in the day.
Cheryl, Reagan only has...
She was in her 20s.
Speaking of Reagan, yeah.
What?
Reagan only has nice things to say about you. He was telling me just yesterday on the phone, he was saying, Cheryl is so unique and wonderful. Seriously, he was. He was talking about how wonderful you are. I said, you know what?
Please.
I ripped him like he's dead, you know, like on Yentl when they rip the thing, like you're dead to me. I said, Reagan, you're dead to me.
What?
Yeah, because he said you're nice. He said he didn't say you're pretty.
Well, he is.
He did call you an ugly cunt.
Man, I will be honest here.
Okay? Yeah.
I did break down and finally read one of her pieces of writing.
That's good. Her writing is good.
Well, I was actually surprised that it was good.
You're so dumb. You're only saying that because I just told you she said nice things about you. Oh, you're a dumb little cunt. Such a transparent... scared a little bitch.
Why?
Because you don't say anything nice about him till I tell you that he said nice things about you. You're a little bitch, Cheryl.
Well, you know what?
You're
a
little
bitch.
Girl.
I mean, how is this different than anything that's ever happened on this scrum?
You're a little
girl. It takes somebody giving me money, and then all of a sudden I'm nice to them.
Cheryl, you know what?
You know, the same thing's true about you, you dumb little cunny.
I saw something that Wanda Wisdom is like, she's removed herself from the earth.
She's Amish.
It's Amish wisdom now. What the fuck? And then she just, all I see is something that says Bradley Trainer with a picture of feet in Bermuda or something. What in the fuck? Next thing you know, she's going to be dumping her boyfriend and going for the Anderson Cooper or Nate Blurkist or something.
Yeah.
Or Dr. Oz with a duty. All that duty that he likes. He loves the duty, Cheryl, that Dr. Oz. You know, my friend was on Dr. Oz this week. It's actually, well, I shouldn't say. It's somebody you know's sister. Somebody, I don't want to, because she's
your sister?
Sort of a public figure, and I don't like, no. But anyway.
Jan Brewer?
No, not your sister. But anyway.
Jan Brewer has the worst diarrhea. And then, alternatively, because she takes all these pills, she gets the most horrible constipation. She bleeds from her anus, but no shit will come out.
You're talking about Jan?
Yeah, Jan Brewer.
Blood comes out of her anus?
Yes, but no duty turds.
What other kind of turds are there than duty turds?
Messy duty turds. I've got a Craigslist hand to read here.
A messy duty turd is... please do.
Shit pig looking for donor. 37 West End. I'm a shit pig craving for a masculine top guy's shit log.
A log? Oh.
Please use my toilet and do not flush. I want to play with your turd. And
that's right, good.
Possibly eat it.
Hold on, Cheryl. We got Deborah Wilkerson calling in.
Oh.
Hello, is this Church of Deborah? Deborah? Hello? Deborah? She called. She's there, but she didn't... I told her...
Well, let me finish the ad.
Okay, go ahead. Well, she's supposed to be here, but it's...
possibly eat it. Just,
Deborah, figure out your audio while Cheryl reaches her...
Be healthy and able to produce solid turds. I'm attracted to white guys, muscle bears, stocky build men, construction workers types. Not into Asians. Looking for tonight, good-looking white guy here. So somebody that likes to eat turds from the toilet, but does not like Asians.
Cheryl, I hooked up once on Lesbian Grindr. I don't know if I ever told you this story. And he asked me if I would... she, it's because it's Lesbian Grindr. This woman asked me, Cheryl, she said, do not... She said...
Don't wash.
She said, don't wash. And then...
You did that, didn't you?
She wanted to lick my dirty asshole, Cheryl, with duty.
Is this the same one that you let into your apartment? It wasn't with your bathroom.
It wasn't dirty.
Remember
enough.
That story?
What?
It was somebody in like it involved a bathtub in your apartment.
What about the bathtub?
I don't remember. You told the story on your grandma.
About the milk dud duty that fell out. That was a dildo.
I think that was a different story.
When the milk dud-shaped piece of duty came out of my ass. Deborah, what's going on? We want to talk to you, but I think your audio is wrong.
Miss Wilkerson?
I see you on my screen. Deborah, just channel Mrs. Garrett. She can help you. Please, we really want to talk to you. Or private message me your phone number, and I'll call you on your cellular phone or your rotary dial phone. Or, you know, we really want to talk to you.
I do miss her a lot. She used to do the most amazing grumhole calls, and then she disappeared.
She does that. Okay, she hung up. Let's see if she figures it out. I really hope so. Should I call her, maybe? Oh. What's that?
Fish.
Okay. Yep.
No, Madge, I would like to tell you that I really enjoyed the story you told about your niece and nephew.
Oh, Cheryl. God, was that a fucking nightmare.
What was the word you made up again?
Sed, C-E-D.
Yeah.
It means something disgusting. I guess we'll have to give it a meaning.
Well, I enjoyed that story. It was very nice.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it. It was fucking torture for me.
Yeah, well. Oh, Modulee has a new song. It is called How to Make Emergency Doo-Doo in Public Places Without Wiping Your Bum.
How do you do that? A leaf?
Oh, no. Would you like me to put it in the...
Yeah. Oh, still it says that I'm Ustreamer 204-495.
Oh.
I just burped.
Yeah.
Cheryl, we have dead air.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, Madge, I worked very hard to put a bunch of items in the holder for you. And
oh, we still have that item that the movie that I'm... this mystery movie. That was the whole thing before everything went kablooey.
What mystery movie?
Remember I told you I was putting a movie in the holder when everything went crazy? Our secret Jean LaQuefer or whatever her name is, or Circumcision Mary or something like that.
What?
What was the name of that one that said the last awful video that was so racial?
What are you talking about?
The audio. Remember that last audio that was about Sylvia that was so racial? And that was from Crumpled Foreskin. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Crumpled Foreskin made this video, and I'm anxious to play it. See, I talk to stall. You just are quiet. You talk, Cheryl, when you're stalling. This is how we do things in radio. You're never going to be like Wanda Wisdom. This is called Fiat Commode MP4. Okay, let me do video holder. I'm going to switch to the screen holder, which means you need to talk as I forget how to do this. I always fuck this up. You know I do. You know I do. What?
Hello?
The fuck was
what
that?
What was that?
Damn, that was... Was that Deborah? Oh, Deborah's doing sound effects. She's a fucking...
You need to call her phone.
She's on. She's on with us now. What you heard was her... She's
sorry,
trying...
I was late to the show. I was in a meeting with Kim Jong-un.
That's Deborah.
I want Deborah, not some...
That is Deborah. Deborah, can you change your voice to sound more southern, though? Why are you disguising your voice? Why can't you just talk like yourself? We hear you on the... Deborah. Deborah.
Listen, girls, this is Deborah.
Why can't you just talk like Deborah, Deborah? Why you got to put yourself through the channel of Jesus? You're... What? She's fucking... Oh, Cheryl? Shit. Cheryl. Oh, shit.
This is not a liaison.
What? Cheryl hung up? Cheryl. I feel like I'm in a K-hole. The fuck's going on here? How come I don't hear nothing? I don't hear either one of these bitches.
Don't go get Deborah. She took a fell.
What? Jesus. Hey. Oh, Cheryl's having connectivity problems. Cheryl. It's trying to redial her. 1 hour left, it says. Ship my pants. Hang on, I'm going to just disconnect something on this holder vision. Just a second. Audience. God, I'm really sorry. We're having good moments here, but we're also having bad moments. Cheryl. Deborah, you can keep talking, or whatever that is, in your K-hole. Cheryl.
Mama Deborah, please come back. Don't fall again in that. Edna, put the gun down.
Deborah, what is this where you claim that Facts of Life had about 7,900 episodes? And then you say that Facts of Life is the longest television program in history? Meet the Press is the longest running program in history. And their host is long dead. I don't know where you get off saying that shit, honey. A call ended with Cheryl Murkowski, comment Deborah Wilkerson. How would you rate the overall quality of this call? Problems were so bad the call was impossible. Oh, speech. It sucked. Yeah. Wait, is anyone on the phone? Is there anybody anywhere? Fucking cunts. Had it with this bullshit. There's Cheryl calling me when I'm calling her. Cheryl. Deborah.
This fucking Skype is such a piece of shit. Oh, there's a new... Let me install the latest version. I think that's the problem.
Are you serious? that always causes
problems. Needs to upgrade. I'll be right back, you stupid...
All right, I have another person here. It's Nick.
What?
Nick is here. Hello?
Faggot.
What?
Faggot.
Hi.
How you doing, honey?
How come good. The fat doesn't look fat in that little picture?
Why doesn't your fat co-host look fat?
Is that your boyfriend?
I think he's straight, isn't he? If I recall from way back. Yeah.
Are you sure he is?
He's messy, honey.
I have to get my headphones, apparently.
Hold on.
Maybe you should have done that before you called me, whore.
God damn it, I forgot.
What a crazy motherfucking bitch she is. I'm trying to get Deborah back in the cowl.
Oh, shit.
Did you hang up? Somebody did.
No.
I don't understand Skype. I still don't get it.
It's a piece of shit.
Trying to add Deborah again. She's so weird with all this weird shit she does. I don't get it. Okay, I'm adding them both. I wanted to talk to her about the Facts of Life, and she's just in a K-hole. Yeah. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, girl.
How y'all doing? How your mama been doing? How your baby been doing?
I call my mama and ask her how she doing.
Did you see that nice picture of Oprah and...
Kapuya.
And what's the
Oprah and Kapuya, yeah.
Not Kapuya, the Tyler Perry character. What's his name? Black man. Madea, yeah. Did you see that picture?
Racist.
It wasn't not racist. It wasn't. Cheryl, it wasn't not racist. How can you say that? They're both blank. I mean, it was anti.
I'm forever blowing bubbles. Oh, I should have that last drink of champagne, or even the first.
Sounds like Mrs. Garrett. She may have issues in that department.
Girls!
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Oh, it's the actual Deborah. I'm so excited to hear from you, Deborah. How are you? How is Jesus?
Well, I just been through some trying times, but hopefully I'm back right now.
Okay, where were you? In a K-hole?
Well, I was actually in a concentration camp.
I thought those were eliminated after the Nazis.
Well, not North Korea. There's a lot of unsaved souls.
In North Korea with Kim Jong-un.
There was a trade-off when we got the Miss Lisa Ling back, or her sister. They actually traded me.
On Facts of Life? Lisa Ling was on Facts of Life?
Well, she was, but it was all in... It's like that movie that just came out, you know, where they go to that other country and they act like they're filming a movie, but it's really happening.
That was called Argo, Deborah.
Yeah, the same thing, but with me and Lisa Lane.
And they did what to you? Raped you?
They violated my body through all seven of the commandments, but they also took me there and swapped me out for Lisa Lane. But while I was there, I was trying to save, you know, the dead babies and stuff.
But Cheryl, I hear they actually practice cannibalism in North Korea because there's so little food.
Yeah, that's where they learned about the seven condiments.
What are those? Mustard, relish, mayonnaise?
Spicy.
Prolapse.
What?
He said pro-life.
No. Oh, pro-life. No, I think he said prolapse. Deborah, how do you get off saying that Facts of Life had almost 9,000 episodes?
Well, it's in the Bible.
Are they brainwashing you in North Korea?
It's in the Bible.
The only television show actually that Mr. Kim approves is actually the Facts of Life.
Well, lucky you to get kidnapped there.
Deborah, I would like to know why you stopped doing programs, and if you will do a program again sometime soon.
Well, I actually released a program the other day. I prayed really hard about it.
You did not. My fucking thing on iTunes said that your program had no valid feed.
Well, that's because Nazi Apple's trying to stop me.
Where did you post it, whore? I mean, Deborah.
On my website.
You know that, what's your website again, churchofdeborah.com?
Well, it was.
Jesus, Wanda Wisdoming.
How did you lose your domain?
That's another long story, and that actually involves a group of, and I'm sorry, no offense to anybody, but that involves actually the KKK and a left-wing lesbian group.
Okay.
What kind of lesbian group, please?
A left-wing lesbian group. Actually, there was a fight going on between us. I tried to save a few of them. A few of them escaped.
Was this Pussy Riot? Was this Pussy Riot?
It's a new grum. It's on churchofdeborah.blogspot.com.
Oh, thank God.
And there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people have blog spots.
Yeah.
Well, it's a symptom of AIDS. Did you know that?
It's so wonderful. I think you look a lot like me. Has anyone ever told you that?
You know, you have blog spots. You might have a terrible disease. I don't mean to alarm you, but you are a whore now in the eyes of God since you were raped. Do you realize that?
Well, I've prayed about it, and I really feel like my body was actually helping. My body was a vessel, and it was helping those Korean people.
But no, Deborah, were you married to these North Korean people?
Hmm?
Were you married to these North Koreans who raped you?
No, but really, the way I look at it, they were helping me because that's the only way I could sneak in those Facts of Life DVDs, and they were just helping me get them out.
Oh, God. But you're still a whore in the eyes of God. Facts of Life are not.
Yeah, but we all can repent. We're all saved.
All right.
You're not.
Girls!
You know, I have a friend who actually knows Mrs. Garrett in RL, but she doesn't ever let me talk about it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, she knew she was a real bitch to her.
Ooh.
Really mean. Not like a bitch, but kind of like Cheryl bitch, where she just tells people the truth and you don't want to know.
Oh, so she's a dirty, filthy cunt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Deborah?
Bye. What?
Deborah, I said.
Okay.
What you posted a picture of Kim Jong Dong, but you called him something else. I'm trying to remember, what was it on Facebook? It's like Barbie or something. Do you speak up, please. Mm-hmm. Can you speak close to the telephone? I think you.
She's talking.
It's almost in, honey.
In what?
She's talking from 1986.
Are you playing Facts of Life to us? you posted a picture of Kim Jong Il, but it had a cute with the makeup on it, and you had a caption. I can't remember what you said about him.
That was Ann Curry.
Oh yes, you said it was Ann Curry.
Ann Curry is a cunt. She is a cunt in that fucking Today Show. They keep doing shit, and I mean, come on, why does anyone watch that shit? It is the worst news ever. It's not news.
Why do you watch it? You know what I really don't understand?
Well, I like to finger my cunny lips when I'm watching that and think about and that Katie Couric that used to be on it.
I bet you like to fuck that folds of that black guy who lost all the weight, the weatherman. You like to fuck us?
Yes.
You want to enter what?
Where is he?
What, Deborah?
Where? A blowout in the White House.
You had a blowout in the White House?
I'm now the Negro.
You said we have a Negro in the White House.
Well, we do, but we also had one that remember he. What was his? What's his name from the Today Show? He had an accident. Got it? Remember?
Brian Gumballs.
What happened to her?
Are you talking about Willard Scott?
No, the Negro from the Good Morning America that had the liposuction, and then he used the Western.
I thought that was the Today Show. His name is, what's his name, Cheryl? You know those shows. The fat black Roker, Al Roker, but that's the Today Show, Deborah, I'm pretty sure, isn't it, Cheryl?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same.
The blacks or the Today Show?
Both. They both like fried chicken.
Really? That's not nice. So how did you get out of North Korea?
Well, I snuck out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in North Korea, there's electrical fences and mines. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No, I didn't. I know it's pretty bad.
What I had to do is I had to take off all my clothes, and I had to grease down my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to slide under.
You greased down your balls?
My body.
Her body.
Okay.
And you had to slide now, under the what?
The electrical, you know, fence type thing.
Oh, this sounds like the Tough Mudder that the gays do.
So after I was able to overcome that, mm-hmm. and after because I did touch one of the live wires.
Okay.
Oh, God, that's I love it.
My recollection
mm-hmm.
of our Lord and Savior. It really opened my eyes when I thought about it, because it made me remember when I was 10, and my father used to abuse me with a clothes hanger.
Mm-hmm.
In a bathroom, and he'd make me clean the bathroom over and over.
What did he ruin your lady parts?
He'd rub
with his cock
over my body.
He did what to your body? Wiped?
He rubbed a Snicker bar on it.
Calm?
He raped you with a snickle.
A snicker?
Snickers.
Jesus.
Did he ever insert a finger into your woman? Ooh.
Every one of us came.
Man?
Yeah.
I think that it's time for you to show some things from the holder that I worked so hard to put in there.
All right, hold on. I'm going to put on my vision. Talk to Deborah while I figure this out.
And didn't you put something in the holder for me to watch?
Yeah, that's what I'm working on, but I keep forgetting.
Fat commode?
Yes, fat commode. We're going to watch that now.
Okay, let me download the thing.
Are you
going
to do the... What do you mean we're going to just download it now? What have you been doing all this time?
I had to pause my holding.
Stupid bitch. Stupid bitch. I'm sorry, Deborah. I don't mean to offend your sensibilities by saying stupid bitch.
I know you don't mean it.
What?
That's why I don't eat... Now y'all know why I don't eat Snickers to this day. And gumdrops.
What's wrong with gumdrops?
Did you fill your cunt with gumdrops and make you poo them out and into his mouth?
It did. Is that what Kim Jong-Judy did?
My father.
A.K.A. Ann Curry.
Do you know, like, when you go to Sam's Club and they have, like, 34 packs of the king-size Snickers and gumdrops?
Yeah, I do. In the round container, the gumdrops.
He would fill me with it.
He what?
He filled him with her. Filled her with him. Like the tranny.
The coffee. Tupperware, Deborah.
What about, did he use any of the cheese, the squirting cheese, what's it called? What do you call that cheese that you squirt?
Man, I always use that easy cheese. I filled my anal cavity with it last Tuesday, and I went on the bus with my anal cavity filled with easy cheese.
Okay. Yeah.
And when I sat down, all of it came oozing out from between my skirt and got all over the seat. And a homeless man was looking at me like he was finna eat it. And I said, yes, massa, you get down there and you eat it.
But you have crackers?
Yeah. Crackle.
Okay, Cheryl, you're ready to watch this fucking video?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. You ready? I'm going to do a countdown from five. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
Five, four, three, turd, one, go.
Happy face service. Hello?
Please, can you help me?
Yes.
I've been stuck on a commode for 3 days.
Right.
I can't get out of bed and I can't get on the boat because I'm 30.
Right, and why are you stuck on in there?
Because I'm 30, I've stoned out of our fight.
All right, Minnie, we'll get someone out to you straight away.
I've been stuck here 3 days. Please.
Five firefighters and two paramedics are dispatched to the caller's address.
Hello, my name's Andrew. All right, what's your name?
Sue Cox's weight has been steadily increasing throughout her adult life.
So she's been on there for 3 days?
On that command, yeah.
Has she? For 3 days?
Yeah.
How has she slept?
You've slept on your... Oh, Angel!
We can move all this gear, make a bit of space around it, we can get the firefighters in and then we can do what we need to do. Yeah.
How do you normally get from the commode onto the bed?
Okay.
Chronically obese or bariatric patients are some of the highest regular callers of 999, but they too need help.
Bariatric, it's looking after our heavier patients, bedridden because of their weight and their size.
Should we do a smaller first?
Shall we get her arms on her tummy first, so it's easier? Yeah.
They've just eaten too much, they've not exercised, they've got so far down the road that they can't move themselves.
Oh, hold on.
No, then...
Now you tell me the live stream can't hear anything? Now you tell me? When did that start?
I don't know. I just went back over to it.
Oh, Nick, you're telling me this?
Yes.
So you made me stop it even though there's nothing wrong?
There's no, they said that they can't hear anything.
So it's still broken?
Yeah.
How could that be, Shirelle? Hello? Oh, I know why. I'm so sorry. We're going to have to start over. Audience, we're back. I'm sorry. That was my fault. Usually I'm technically very, very, very good. But we're going to start over. I'm sorry. As a bonus, though...
Spring Equinox prayer for most tokens.
Hello? Oh, okay.
Oh, dearest Asna, help us grow wisdom
really
and
fucked
grace
up, didn't I?
In the fertile garden of your beneficence.
All right.
Each seedling represents our souls
Shut
reaching
up, Sylvia.
Through the negativity of this planet.
Negativity.
Cheryl?
Yeah.
We're going to start over again. You want to do the countdown again?
I don't want to watch it again.
Shut up. Okay, we'll skip to the... No, we are going to... Because it's good. Okay, there's a 911 call. I'm going to explain to the audience because it's hard to hear the British people in the beginning. She's calling 911. She says...
999.
She can't get off the bathroom. She can't get off the commode. She weighs 38 stone, same as Dolores. She's stuck there for 3 days.
And she's so ugly. Where am I starting?
Monkey face with us. Hello?
Please, can you help me?
Yes.
I've been stuck on a commode for three days.
What?
What time code are
Who
you
cares?
At?
Who cares? 16 right now.
Okay, let me go there now.
It says right now on the screen, it says I'd like to go to bed, but I can't get on the bed because I'm fat. That's
okay,
it says
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go now.
Because I'm fat.
Right, and why are you stuck on in there?
Because I'm 30 at stone wall, but I'll fight.
All right, minute. We'll get someone out to you straight away.
I've been stuck here 3 days. Please.
5 firefighters and 2 paramedics are dispatched to the caller's address.
Hello, my name's Andrew. All right, what's your name?
Sue Cox's weight has been steadily increasing throughout her adult life.
So she's been on there for 3 days?
On there, come out, yeah.
Has she, for 3 days?
Yeah.
How's she slept?
I slept on here.
You've slept on here? Oh, Angel.
We can move all this gear, make a bit of space around it, we can get the firefighters in and then we can do what we need to do. Yeah.
How do you normally get from the commode onto the bed?
Okay.
Chronically obese or bariatric patients are some of the highest regular callers of 999, but they too need help.
Bariatric, it's looking after our heavier patients.
Do I have to stop it again, Cheryl?
Because of their weight and their size.
Should we do a smaller first? Shall we get her arms on her tummy first, so it's easier?
They've just eaten too much, they've not exercised, they've got so far down the road that they can't move themselves.
No, they're not going to drop you.
So, 2 on each leg. Two up to half as well.
It's taking you and your colleagues to manoeuvre somebody's flesh.
I'm 3-1, right. 2-3 rows.
Okay, you're doing really well there, Sue. Excellent, right, let's go.
Hold on,
we could have got somebody else to come in, you know,
that's
it's not,
not a
our
commode.
Job,
there was
but
no
we
hole
don't do that.
Why not? You know,
because we care.
Thank you so much.
That's all right, Angel. That's all right, that's what we're here for, isn't it?
Hey? We've had a large lady stuck in a bath. We've had ones where we've had to cut the stairs away. And we had one rather large gentleman who'd been stood in a shower. And because of his weight, he'd gone straight through the ceiling of the room below. But that's just another incident that the fire service go to and deal with.
Well, where are the videos of them? I'd like to know.
What is this from? We need the rest
of this. It's a British show that a Circumcision Mary or whatever. What's her name? Cheryl? I told you before.
I fucking know.
Crumpled foreskin. You don't listen to me.
Well, you should get the rest of it from him. I thought you said that he created a grumble.
I don't know. I just... he stuck that... What, you don't like it? I thought it was fucking nice.
No, I think it's wonderful.
Well, then why don't you say thank you, crumpled foreskin.
Thank you, crumpled foreskin.
I'm not showing you this, Cheryl.
Okay. Shit on her. You're the one sits there and gets her upset. You don't really...
Barbara, you seem to not understand.
You can record it all you want.
Okay.
You have to have my permission to record anything. Otherwise, you're going to have another lawsuit.
There's a sign in the hallway that says, all activities are being...
Yeah.
It says, if you're at the dorm, yeah, we're going to record you. Now, Matt, there's a folder in there.
Wait, hold on. You're
called 4-12-13.
Hold on. Deborah said something. The link has some poopy that my friend... Deborah wants us to show a video. Okay, we'll do that.
Then you better look at the video.
Old woman shitting in public.
Folder I put in there.
Here. Mm-hmm. But I don't hear anything on this video. It doesn't really help the audience for the people that are listening. We're just watching two old ladies. Apparently somebody's about to make a shit. Deborah, this is an awfully long video. Where's the shitting? At what point?
You got to skip towards the end. Maybe you should, help the listeners see what's going on.
But I am letting the listeners see, but they can't hear anything, Deborah. Okay. Oh, there's the duty? Was that the duty?
Just a little bit.
Okay, let me get... I think I might have ruined this.
You know, Madge, it pains me to say this, but this happens to me on a fairly regular basis at the grocery store.
You don't shit in... Oh, there's the lady. Okay, she stepped in shit. Deborah, do we see who shat or no? Deborah?
It was the elderly woman.
Which one?
She shakes it down her pants as she's at the self-checkout at 2:30.
Okay.
I've 2:30. Seen that video. It's good.
Okay, she's going to shake it out of her leg. We're at 2:26?
At 2:30, I think, when the first one falls. The first tower. Okay.
The first tower.
There's the second.
You mean she just shat in the store?
Well.
Okay, was the shit there before? Let's see. Was the shit there before or not?
No. No, she left it there. She gifted it to him.
She gifted it.
But sure, Deborah.
The poor man comes up there, the homosexual man with the nice haircut. He steps in it.
I'm trying to see the duty come out. I don't.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, I see it. Now it's out. Then why, if she did the duty, why would she step in her own poop?
Maybe she's like me and she can't get over
She's standing. She's grabbing her purse. I don't see duty yet. Wait, she's putting a magazine in her cart and then the duty came out.
Yeah.
And there's the duty.
That happened yesterday. I was in the Kroger.
And she was running away.
Yeah.
You were in the Kroger, yeah?
159.
159 going which way? From the beginning, you mean?
159 on the video. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she's stepping in it.
She doesn't. Why are you showing this?
I don't know.
You're so stupid.
Okay, I'm done.
Teaches everybody self-control.
Yeah, but we need audio. This is mostly an audio program.
The fucking videos I put in the holder for you.
Okay. You're Can we watch that man get fucked in the dryer again?
No.
Okay, Cheryl, what is the name of it? 412? Which one do you want me to see? Shit My Pants? Twinkle Toes? Yeah,
that was sent to us by Grizzleturn.
Actually, yes.
It's pretty
great. Or you want to watch How to Make Emergency... Oh, God, this isn't another one of those... That fucking Graduation Lady songs, is it? I can't stand her. Oh, God, I think it is. Oh, no. Wait, I gotta switch to the video. God, I hate her. With her hand movements.
Oh, I hate her too, bitch.
Oh, she graduated, I guess.
She stinks. Constipation, diarrhea, she stinks.
Quack.
She stinks. Constipation, diarrhea, she stinks. She stinks. Constipation.
Deborah, I don't mean to. That's insulting. I'm so sorry you had to watch that.
She's the Glozell on the crack cocaine.
Deborah has another video for us. This one hopefully will be better.
Here comes.
This. Oh. Jesus. Deborah, this isn't really wholesome.
Quack.
It's a man in a...
Can you quack? Can you quack like a duck when you suck? Can you buck like a horse when we fuck? Can you take every inch of your butt? Can you shit on my chest for good luck? Can you quack? Can you quack like a duck when you suck? Can you fart on my balls when we fuck? Can you stick your whole tongue up my butt? Can you shit on my chest for good luck? Can you quack? Can you quack like a duck when you suck?
This is a good video. This is worth the pay-per-view for this alone.
We're old enough, suck, young enough, fuck, Jay, cute enough to where I want to knock you up, and if you swallow it, you suck, and you take it up the butt, and I might keep you around long enough, bust nuts!
This is horrible.
I don't want to knock you down, just I want to knock you up, all I really want to do is fuck you in the butt, then you turn around, and then you suck it up, while you're over there, I'm going to suck it on my butt!
Okay, thank you, that was wonderful.
Yeah, now yeah. Back to my hoolder, I
yeah,
guess.
You're now Cheryl's turn. Are we going to watch Ship My Pants now?
Yeah, or 001 trailer.
Ship My Pants? Right here? Ship My Pants, you're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Wow, I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants. Billy, you can ship your pants too.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants, and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I just shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my nightie.
I just shipped my bed.
If you can't find what you're looking for in store, we'll find it at Kmart.com right now. We'll ship it to you for free.
You know,
why didn't they ask me to do this commercial?
You're ugly because you're too ugly. You don't even have a face.
I don't think they can ship a diaper, honey.
Good point. Damn, Donner. Okay, now listen.
Yeah.
Cheryl, that I want to comment because that commercial is really revolutionary that they're able to say ship my pants when they mean shit, and it's America. I think that's a big thing. Okay, so this is now we're watching Xvideos.com, and I'm sure it's going to be horrible. Where it is. I saw Duty.
Bye,
honey. That was good, Cheryl. That was a good video.
I think that was so amazing.
That could win a Webby.
That it was almost as good as prolapseparty.com.
What's this?
Ooh.
It says Twinkle Toes. I don't get it, Cheryl. It's FibroFit. Today's workout was Beachbody's Insanity.
That's Shrinkaboy, isn't it?
It does kind of look like her.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Why? Because she's obese or what?
Cheryl, come on.
Sorry.
He has gained a little bit of weight, though, now that you mention it, hasn't he?
A little bit.
A little bit. Poor Twinkle Boy.
I think he's on the same diet as Andy.
Well, what else do we have here? Oh, here's Coco Cunts. Here it is. This was April Fool's that we got 6 orders for that. Even Lady Bunny thought it was real. She texts me. She's like, "My edge, is that Flames? I met him before his sex change. He was very nice to me." I'm like, "Yes, Bunny, that's Flames, the one with the two vaginas."
It looks like a train in vagina. Is that extra meat?
I hope they have fun in hell. Just saying.
That looks like they're having fun. What about that other one with extra meat? Oh, you have it. This was a still, yeah. Unfortunately, there's some extra meat there. Deborah, can you see the extra meat?
Yeah, I'm looking for the Facts of Life DVD.
What, Deborah?
Where's the Facts of Life DVD?
I don't have that, honey. You didn't send it to me. Did you leave it in North Korea?
Well, I'm guessing maybe the men hid the Facts of Life DVDs like I did.
With their cocks?
Inside.
You think they put them in their buttholes?
I think that's a Snickers bar.
So you think they hid the Snickers with the Facts of Life and then...
Snickers bar.
Oh.
Man. I am offended. I mean, you have these people that say...
Drop it. What else do we have? Oh, yeah. God. You sounded like you had a lot of material, but there's only the world's skinniest woman.
There's a video on that page.
Reported.
Cheryl.
Reported.
That's me.
That is you, I know.
1993, you looked sure pretty. Yeah. 2012, 20 years later. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Valeria suffered from anorexia for 25 years.
Hey, girl.
She weighs just...
Oops.
Oh, I have...
Hey, girl.
The she looks like an Ann Paltrow.
Let's make listen.
People aware...
Of how pretty you are?
Of the disease itself, of the consequences.
What disease?
Valeria was born in Moscow in 1973.
Prettiness?
And emigrated to America when she was 16.
Fact.
She developed an eating disorder in her early 20s. Now aged 39, she lives alone in Monaco.
This disease in particular causes loneliness and it causes people to turn away.
Really?
Desperate to recover from the disease, she hopes others don't follow in her footsteps.
It's very comforting to receive support letters and people that believe that I will recover. I had also received an equally significant amount of emails from young girls.
She's in my profile, PQ.
Reported.
She is.
This is one of the reasons why I want to continue my open campaign against this.
Look at those legs.
Since the story went public, Valeria has received more than 100 emails from people who aspire to be like her.
Like, you know, Griselda wants to be like
I hope that my story does help others, but I'm also hoping that, you know, with people's support and help, I can overcome this. And I'm sure, I'm confident that people who will watch this program...
Good God, Cheryl.
...will look at it from a different angle. It is not a game. It is not a joke.
It is.
Cheryl, do you want a cookie, honey?
But Cheryl, I understand you're always eating on the show.
I know.
That's what I understand. Well, you don't have, what disease was she? Oh, I want to see that fat one there.
Afterwards, I puke.
Yeah, that's right. She's a bulimics.
I want to see this website, Barcroft, because I saw some other fat people on there. Barcroft.
Bloaters.
TV. It says it has to be licensed, but I don't have time for diet. Here, Britain's biggest breast? No. Oh, unbelievable tumor girl.
Yes.
Let's see what Cheryl said.
Oh my God.
You're making me hard. Oof.
Wait, there's a truck ad first.
What gets hard exactly, Cheryl?
I'm not going to look. Oh, God.
9-year-old
my layups get bored. You get engorged. I'm measuring it right now.
Oh, God, I can't watch that. Oh, my God.
It's got an extra face.
This is a horrible look. I can't believe they have this on YouTube.
It's a small thing, but it started growing.
Here, this is a fat person. This should be fine.
Can I measure my layups for you?
Oh my God. Oh, it's a cookie.
The music is nice. And Grandma's wiping it. Okay, that's awful.
It looks like a cookie.
Yes, it does, Deborah. What did
looks
you send
like
me?
The portobello mushroom.
Deborah sent me another video.
Put him on the biggest pizza in the world.
Dance Moms cast... Oh, this is for Reagan. He loves the Dance Moms.
Con los terroristas.
I don't get it.
They do the Harlem Shake. I never understood this.
I don't either.
Okay, it doesn't matter about the music.
What is the music? Wait, so is that what we do? The Harlem Shake?
Yeah, music.
This is something I want to do. I'm going to give them a call, I think, on my next episode.
Deborah, is there anyone you want to call with us?
Well, we could call the Abby Lee Miller Dance Company, and I could ask them if I could dance.
All right.
Yes.
Reagan would love that.
Yes, he would. Let's see. Do you have a phone number? Uh-huh. What's the phone number for that, Deborah? Do you have a phone number?
Let me just say.
Let me get
I think
it.
I could be the next Maddie.
I don't know what that means, but I'm sure you could. I need a phone number. You don't have to give me the plus one, though, Deborah.
They're not going to be open, though.
Plus one.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, it's a little late.
It's in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but that's the same time as Eastern time.
Can you just read the number out loud? I didn't get it all. 412-795.
6234. God, plus one, plus one, plus one.
Yeah. Oh, I put the number. Dance Mom. Okay, well, I'm going to add her to my conversation station. Dance Mom. Add people.
If you got $700, we could call Sylvia.
I don't know. We can call her ex. Why isn't it... Is this working? Nick, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Just want to make sure everybody's still there. This is... Nobody talk to Deborah. Damn it. I need a prayer. Somebody get... Somebody in the audience, get a prayer prayer line for us, please. Deborah needs a prayer.
Answer the phone, Abby.
Somebody,
my girl,
audience.
They want to dance.
Audience, we need a number for Deborah to call now. Come on, audience. Chat room. Stat. Is this her home phone number? Okay, DeFliquiana, that got censored, whatever that was. And I don't have access to... Cheryl did. No, I think that was a link, maybe. Oh, here's one. Thank you, Deborah Church. Here's a number from Deborah. And we're going to call this one, and this is another number. I'm stalling, and nobody else is talking, just me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Plus one.
Trinity Brock.
Thing. Thing.
Am I going to make a phone call?
Yes,
oh, Christian
absolutely.
Television you can Network.
You can get in on it together for all I care. Next. What did I just call this? Oh, my God, I'm losing my mind.
We're going to pray for you. Heavenly Father, open up yourself.
Practice. That's good.
And pour yourself into marriage, please.
Did you say marriage? Oh, I just called an Afghanistan number. I didn't mean to do that. Hold on.
Oh, my God, you're going to get us all killed.
Mm-hmm.
621. It's called Thing. Thing.
Now, who am I calling?
Thing. You just gave me the number.
Oh, well, come on. Let's make this happen.
We're doing it. It's happening.
Thanks for choosing Waffle House. How may I help you?
I was in there earlier. Can you help me?
You said what now?
I was in there earlier. This is Deborah.
Uh-huh.
I was in there. Do you remember me? I don't know. I think you waited on me. Your name, Nancy.
The other shift already left, so...
I was in there with my girls, Natalie, Joe, and Blair. I lost my brooch. Can you go? It's my brooch.
Okay, and what side were you sitting on?
The left side. I was there, the little girl in the black mom, and we were over there in the side. And I really need that brooch.
Okay, well, I can look for it. Hold on one second.
Nancy Reagan gave me that in 86. It's really, I'm traveling with my kids and my girls. Really
mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking for it.
Thank you.
Miss Garrett. I'm brewing a coffee right now, okay?
You told me you were looking for my brooch.
I am looking for it.
Oh, you said you were making coffee.
I was talking to somebody else. I'm sorry.
Just worth the thought.
Okay, well, it's not here, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, what do I need to do? Is there a way for the town care?
I'm sorry?
Are you not listening? Nancy Reagan gave me that brooch. It cost a lot.
Ma'am, I don't see it. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
Are you a saved woman?
Am I a what? Saved woman?
Yeah, are you saved?
Yes.
Well, can you not help me out? I need my brooch.
I'm helping you as much as I can,
girls,
but I don't see it.
Natalie, Joe, Tootie.
Are you sure you looked for my girl's brooch?
I'm
sorry to get on
the
phone, but it was from Nancy Reagan.
I understand that, sir, but I looked around the restaurant. I looked under
the
table.
It's a ma'am. I'm her mother, and I'm very upset. Do I need to talk to your manager?
He's not in right now, but you are welcome to call him.
Well, there must be somebody managing the restaurant.
Okay, well, I am the person in charge at the moment, and I did look around the restaurant for the brooch, and I don't see anything.
Would you check to see if I left my purse in the bathroom?
Your purse in the bathroom?
Yes.
Hold on.
Thank you.
There's nothing in the bathroom.
You just went and checked. I don't think you're actually checking for these things.
I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't lie to you. I did check.
Okay, well, I'll come back and check for it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye, honey.
Oh, fuck.
You were
going to do it, too.
You were supposed to be Blair. I was trying to be Tootie.
Girls!
Why'd you tell me to shut up, Cheryl?
Because you were trying to ruin it. I had to get very upset with her.
Yeah, I know, but she said her girl. But she said, yeah, I mean, you can do that. But I was lending some legitimacy to the fact that Deborah said she was with her girls. And I was Tootie. And Nick, who was brain damaged and didn't do it, he was supposed to be Blair.
Well, I didn't want to talk over.
Oh. Whatever.
Well, I think that's pretty good. Who else are we
very
doing?
Good. Do we have another restaurant, Deborah?
I thought it was nice when Deborah and I kind of teamed up, and that was her mother.
That was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Even though I'm a young woman, it's kind of ironic in a way.
Thank you. Toppy Smelly said I was an excellent Tootie. Thank you, Toppy. Did you notice I blew a mouthful of water all over my laptop? Thank God it didn't.
She said brooch.
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
It might have been something.
Nancy Reagan, I think, actually.
No, it was brooch. I think it was
Nancy brooch. Reagan Park.
Are you listening to me? Are you a saved woman? There's got to be a prayer line. What about all those? Here, we've got all these fucking old numbers in here. Let me call one of them. I keep all these.
Oh, we should call the televangelist guy that, you know, they said he wasn't Christian anymore.
Who?
What the hell's his name?
Here, this one is just.
I'll say.
This one is just called Pray. We're just going to call it. I don't know. It's a prayer line that we've called before. It's in the phone book.
You know, a good one is the trucker prayer line. That was a good one.
Oh, are you a lot lizard, Deborah? Are you a lot lizard, honey?
I think you should ask for prayer because you're a lot lizard.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay.
Or maybe I could say I'm a lot lizard and I'm praying for Sylvia.
Brown? Yes. That's good, sure.
And Manch, I think you should play a few duties words.
Okay, if you insist. It's nice to have something to do with besides spit water, I suppose.
Yeah. And Deborah, let me know if you need me to jump in at any point.
Okay.
Okay, good girl. Yeah.
Okay, so this is called...
Okay, code name for you. It's going to be, which Tootie.
Tootie.
Can I be one of your girls, though?
You can be Natalie.
Of course, the fat one. What about Nick? Who should he be?
A cousin.
Jerry Jewel?
Black.
Jerry.
Oh, you get to be Jerry. You're lucky. Okay.
Do you have anything metal you can bang on the table when you're talking, like you're walking?
Shush, don't ruin it. Nigger. Oops.
I was practicing the walk. Obviously, nobody's answering.
Come on. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 570460.
Okay, we need a different.
Damn it, thing. Janet.
Yeah. But we can still have the same roles. So I have Jerry's. I have Jerry's crutches. That's what this is. Okay, let's see.
They need a little more rust. You got any salt that improvise?
I don't have more rust, honey.
What do you need?
She needs rust. More rusty.
Rusty?
Yeah.
Now, for Tootie, we're going to need whipping sounds.
Whipping if sounds?
Deborah, if these people answer, ask if you... never mind. Shit. They blocked me, Bloaterus.
What?
I was trying to call Bloaterus. Well,
700 Club blocked me.
What? They could not. What
I
for?
I found that out the other day.
All you do is save them.
I know, and I help them, you know. I praise their image everywhere.
Yeah, you do. You do praise their image.
I was supposed to be saved when these people don't even pick up the fucking phone.
No shit, because we're not calling the wrong numbers.
Imagine if we were going to go off a cliff or something.
Right. Dead.
I'm trying to find, like, something I could call here. J-Maids? No. What happened to J-Maids? Does he hate us? I wish I knew the name of the person who wanted me to shit on his face from,
Did you try the one pre-live enter code 7729?
I don't know the number. Give me the number.
I put it in the fucking chat thing.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. I didn't see that. Sorry.
That would be good. Or I don't know. If y'all been watching Living Lohan, I'm worried about that Allie. She's getting too thin.
Living with no hands? What did you say?
Living Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan. Oh.
Dina Lohan, Allie Lohan. The other part of Lindsay's life.
Yeah.
Living the vida loca.
This is Prey 1. Cheryl, you're going to dial the number when it asks.
No.
You don't want to?
Okay.
No. Okay.
Okay, I got Jerry's.
Dial it with your lips.
What's going on? I must have done something wrong. Okay.
Dear Father, Heavenly Lord above, please let this call go through.
Oh, good.
Okay, it's going to work now, I pray.
I know.
I can press the numbers.
Okay. I wish it wasn't so hard. Not your layups, Deborah. I don't mean your layups.
I just measured my left lip, and it's 4 inches longer than my right lip.
Congratulations, honey.
You need to staple one up a little bit higher, honey.
That reminds me, I need to talk about the chiropractor. I went to a chiropractor. Oh, I told you about it.
Yeah, the black chiropractor.
Yeah, but it's bullshit, the chiropractors. I think it's crap. Okay, shh.
Come on.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and try again.
Damn, Jew.
That's the wrong number.
I'm a Jew, honey.
Is Jenny Craig 24 hours?
I'm sorry.
Let's see. Jenny Craig, I don't know.
What about one of those gay gyms at 24 hours? I could say I left my brooch there.
There you go.
I don't think... Well, we'd have to have one that's open this late.
I think you should say something about your brooch and your colostomy bag.
Yeah, I think that might work.
It's okay, give me a number.
It may be that your brooch pierced your colostomy bag and you had to run out because you were embarrassed and they're still there.
Well, I tell them I'm calling for my mother.
No, that one didn't work. There, and you can... World Harvest Church here. Did we try that one already?
I don't know.
The one from Deflequiana?
That was nice. So, they...
What the fuck is that? What? Is that some weird-ass Deborah shit? Pray. Harvest. Plus one. 614-837-3232. I wish you people would talk...
That's when Dina Lohan was beating Lindsay in the car.
Oh, that's good. Very nice. Hey, I'm calling. Oh, now Reagan. Nothing's working. Here.
We can't add more people. We have to get
Hold
rid
on.
Of...
Hi, Reagan. I think I might be out of money.
The audio would be horrible.
I think I ran out of money on my Skype. Who just said
that? So call 800 numbers.
You should do the $2.99 for unlimited calls. That's what I do.
I thought it is unlimited. You mean you have to... Who?
You pay $2.99, it's unlimited.
It's Reagan's Fox
Bar.
Somebody just texted me a picture of myself.
Reagan Fox, you sexy bastard.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to put money on my account.
Is that Rebecca Nay?
Listen.
Sound like a woman, but no, it's from podcast.
Dead?
Oh, hi. I don't know. Did you watch videos of her when the ramen noodles came out of her vagina?
Oh, no, that was someone else. She's long had her cunt, and since then she disappeared.
Okay, I need you to talk while I add money to my Skype account, then we can call these prayer lines.
Okay.
Talk, please.
So, Reagan's. What is this? What is the about you cleansing ethnically your friends? You removed all the blacks.
What? No.
Yes.
He didn't ever have any blacks in the first place, except for one.
You cleansed your friends.
I did.
I thought you were famous, so you decided, I'm removing all these people that added me because I was on this Grum, and I don't know who the fuck they are. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I did that a while ago.
Oh. Well, I just recently noticed.
Oh, okay. No, I periodically prune, so I'm down to 201.
Don't you dare call me a prune! Fucking bitch! Rude!
Cheryl, is it? Periodically, try all the time, prune.
Well, I do look like those medieval prunes.
Are we going to call a prayer line?
Yeah, but I'm putting money on my account. Hang on.
Nash was in default.
I'm trying to remember my Skype password. Oh, I'm a mess. Okay, I got in. Add Skype credit. Hey, somebody give me $20 for Skype credit, please. Thanks.
I gave you $5, honey.
Oh, yes, you did. You sound like Deborah without the accent.
Reagan, you unfriended Gina.
Who?
Rude.
Who did I unfriend?
Gina Lignol.
Yeah.
You don't want to unfriend her.
No, she gives you money.
And she's the one that got us the free passes so that we could watch your fucking Big Brother. She bought us that shit. You have to friend
her. But who are you talking about? I don't know. Who did I unfriend?
Type it in the box, Cheryl.
Okay, I gotta look up her real name.
Buy my stuff. That's her real name. It is.
It is?
Yeah.
What?
God damn it, I can't remember any of these fucking passwords.
Whitney Houston?
From the dead.
God, I just...
She's been sober for so long now. It is shocking.
Wait, I can't fucking remember my goddamn passwords for anything.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, you're confusing
three,
me.
4.
PayPal. God, I'm so fucking old. I have them all.
It's Furnos 76.
Yeah.
Furnos. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. There was a little mini issue with them this week. So that somebody was
what? I want to know. Tell me.
Who said that? I can't tell which girl voice is which.
We're all girls.
Girls. Girls. Girls.
Natalie, Joe.
Tootie.
Even Reagan couldn't tell if I was a man or a woman.
You are kind of faggy.
You know, Deborah, this is kind of like the facts of life. If you slip into one of your hallucinatory states, I think I'm. I really want to be Joe. Can Reagan be Natalie, please?
Yeah.
Or would Reagan be a better Jerry Jewell?
Better return.
Better.
No, Jerry Blank.
Jerry Blank.
I don't think that's going to work.
Okay, I paid my dues. Now let's see if I can do this.
Somebody does not like Deborah Wilkerson.
Who cares? Get rid of
her. Shoshana wrote something very mean.
Okay, we're calling someone.
But that's fine. I possess by the devil.
She said the awful, piercing southern accent.
Welcome to Playline, a place of 24/7 live for us. Simply call 443-524-9880. And immediately enter your access code.
Oh, for fuck's cunt.
To hear what's going on in the live
7729. There.
I am sorry. That's not a valid extension.
Fuck
please
you, whore.
Try again.
She gave a different phone number.
Welcome to Playline.
No, that was the same number I called.
Listen.
Live for you.
Yeah, I know.
Simply call 443-524-9880.
That's the number I called.
Enter your access code.
Enter your access
code. What's going on?
It's all right. I have some of the others we tried before I realized it was because
that last one is the breakthrough with Rod Parsley. That's a good one to call.
I don't know what's what. I'm just going to call the same ones I tried before.
Did you say Rod Parsley?
Yes, she did.
The preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I got time.
Oh, no, I mean her.
Yeah. Why is this one not working?
Faggot. Faggot at Blyhawk.
Faggot at Blyhawk.
People are sending me really weird things. I think it's somebody who we don't want.
Somebody just corrected Reagan's. Whom did I unfriend?
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and try again.
Live for you.
Oh,
simply call
443-524-9880.
Two going at the same time.
Bullshit. Yeah, I do. I thought one of them would work, but neither one did.
I want to hear the Foff gossip.
Okay, these lines. I'll call these new ones. How do I add this shit? God damn it! How do you add a?
Hello, this is Marilyn Hickey, and we're so happy you called.
Hold on.
If you're calling to request products or resources or to.
I don't know how to do this fucking bullshit. You know, like, why is it so fucking hard? Why is it so fucking hard to bring a goddamn call together? Why do I have to put it in my... Are you guys there?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Why do I have to put it in the goddamn address book every fucking time? I hate this.
You take the good, you take the bad.
Because you shouldn't be calling people that you're not friends with.
Fuck you, bitch.
Who's not wearing headphones?
Who's not wearing headphones?
77.
Somebody
661.
Hello? Madge? Okay, it's better now. Somebody fucked up. Fucking nigger bitch.
Cheryl, will you stop with that?
What? Madge? That's racist, and I am offended that you would say that on your own program.
I'm offended that you're high on rock salts.
I'm just a little girl.
Bath salts.
Hello.
I'm just...
Hello, this is Marilyn Hickey, and we're so happy you called. If you're calling to request products or resources, or to give your financial support to the ministry, press 1.
Got some questions about your product.
Thank you for calling Marilyn Hickey Ministries. I really appreciate your call. Hmm. All representatives are currently engaged in other calls at this time.
No bullshit.
And if you would like to leave your telephone number...
Okay.
Hey, Marilyn Hickey Ministries. My name is Anthony. May I have your first name?
Can you speak a little louder, ma'am?
Marilyn Hickey Ministries. My name is Anthony. May I have your first name?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're a boy. I'm Deborah Wilkerson.
What's your first name?
Deborah.
Did you say Evelyn?
No, me. Kind of Deborah, D as in Dallas, the TV show from the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H.
Mm-hmm. Deborah?
Deborah?
Say it, Deborah.
Is that D-E-B-O-R-A-H?
Yeah, yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Is your first name Deborah?
Yes, it is.
D-E-B-O-R-A-H?
Exactly.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem.
How may I help you today, Deborah?
My last name is Wilkerson. Well, I wanted to donate. I actually just turned on the TV and I seen the thing about the sex slaves and stuff, and I wanted to donate to the girls.
Okay, you want to make a donation? Sure. Well, Marilyn said I'd like to keep a record of every call. Can I get your telephone number with area code first, please?
Huh? 706-518-3684.
I got 706-508.
518.
518?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the last four?
3664.
3667?
3664.
Four, okay. So I got 70.
I'm sorry, I was on hold. Oh, Lord. I was on hold for so long. I'm actually on the bathroom.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, God. Oh, God.
No.
Oh. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Is everything okay?
Oh, my God. Oh. Girls, Natalie, you're going to have to get a mop. I made a mess.
All right.
Okay. Did they hear? I'm so sorry. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, yeah, I wanted to make a donation for the girls.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so your telephone number is 706- 518-3664. Okay. And can I get your last name, Deborah? One more time?
Wilkerson.
Wilkerson?
Yes.
Okay. So that's Wilkerson.
I'm not understanding what's going on. What are you trying to do here?
Okay. Can I get your mailing address, please?
Okay. Listen, honey. We both know how this works. You read from the script. You need to put the script down and get a damn book in your hand and read the Word of God. Now, we're going to read through this and you're going to try harder, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something. You know who you're talking to? You're talking to Deborah Wilkerson. Okay? You know how long... 2 years ago, I was in North Korea for this country and for you, so you could set your little ass down on that chair and have freedom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now let's make this happen. Okay?
All right. Let's make it happen.
Snap it up. What do you think?
Okay.
Just you know what I mean? This ain't no Abby Lee Miller, honey. This ain't no Candy Apple Studios. You're dealing with Deborah Wilkerson. I run a tight game. All of my girls have won all of their dance competitions. Number one supreme. Okay?
Okay.
Now tell me what kind of products you got.
Product. Wait. Oh, you're making a donation, right?
Yes. In the commercial, it said you got a free book and audio CD.
Okay. Okay. Well, can I just get your mailing address real quick? Before we, so that I know where to mail it to?
What are you going
to
send me?
Huh? We need to know where to mail it to the product. If you get
okay,
a product,
since you
gotta
know everything, what am I getting?
Well, I don't know yet. You haven't ordered. But if you do order something, we have to know where to send it to. So, can I get your mailing address real quick?
Okay. It's 1101.
1101.
Mm-hmm. S. Park Street.
Ann Park Street?
S. Oh, Lord. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
It's my pill alarm. I have to take my pill, the barbiturate. Anyway, as I was saying, it's S Park Street, okay?
S Park Street, okay. And the zip code there?
Carol, you sound familiar. Do I know you?
I don't think so.
You sound like this person from PNS Explosion. You ever heard of that?
I have not.
You ever ate an Andy Mountain?
Nope.
Okay. Well, anyway. You sound like Delta Burke. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
S. Park Street, Carrollton, Georgia.
And the zip code there?
30118.
30118, Carrollton, Georgia. Okay.
You mean that's pushing me, Mrs. Garrett?
Do you have an email address you could share with us?
I don't use computers. They're spot-sighted.
Okay.
They get the viruses, if you know what I mean.
Okay. So
Mrs. Garrett?
Now you saw
yes.
on. Hello.
You said
Mrs.
my last
Garrett?
Name. How did?
Mrs. Garrett.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett.
Yes. I haven't been called that in years. My late husband has passed on.
You mean a pussy, Mrs. Garrett?
Excuse me.
You mean a pussy, Mrs. Garrett?
I don't think this is appropriate. Why are you telling me that you're supposed to be getting my information?
Ma'am, that's not me. Okay. Never mind. Okay. So did you see this on a program? What item were you looking for?
Can I ask you a question? Are you saved?
Yes.
Okay, then why would you say that to me?
I never have any split personality. I have a hell of a temper.
Excuse me?
Hello?
Yeah. Why would you say hurtful things like that to me?
I don't know. Okay.
It's not yours.
Hello?
Hello?
What is going on?
It's not yours.
I have no idea. But so you want to make a donation now? What item were you looking for on the program?
Well, do you have anything on obesity? What about something for addiction for magazines and like Lohan disorder?
Okay.
The Jackrabbit.
So, wait, what?
The Jackrabbit, please. Chiffon dresses.
Mrs.
Natalie,
Garrett?
Joe Blair. Yeah. Do you carry Snickers?
I don't know the answers to those questions, but I'm sure that my supervisor would know the answers to those questions. So I'm gonna transfer you to him right now, and we're gonna get that worked out. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on one moment.
You have a good day. I really appreciate it, even though, you know, we had a little few. I don't know what's going on. Down.
It's all yours.
Take on. Coons. Every one of us
came together.
Fish.
If I put my fist in
mayonnaise.
Sorry, I'm going to transfer you now. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Extension 3110.
Thank you for calling Marilyn Hickey Ministries. My name's Matthew. How can I help you?
Hey, Matthew. How you doing? I was just watching the ad that they just let me come in from in the TV room. My name's Deborah. Okay. I was watching the ad on the TV. I'm actually in a home, and they let me come in my room if I could call. I needed to get the product. My name's Deborah.
You needed to get, you wanted to order some of the product?
For the girls. Girls, I need to make a donation for the girls, for the product.
Oh, you want to make a donation?
The product.
I'm sorry, it keeps kind of fading out. You wanted to make a donation for a product, you said?
I'm sorry, you're cutting out, ma'am. Can you hear me?
A little bit, yeah. It just keeps going in and out a little bit. I can hear you.
This is the... Did I call the church?
You called the order line for the ministry,
Okay, I was just making sure, because I'm not trying to be, mean or nothing, but the that was on the phone earlier, he sounded, like a you-know-what, and he kept saying things to me, like weird things, just out of the blue.
Oh, I apologize.
It'd be like, hey, how you doing? Okay, ma'am. Now, your name is Deborah, right? I said, yeah. He said, Deborah. I said, He'd say, Deborah, D-E-B-R-A. I said, yeah, that's it, D-E-B-R-A.
Well, we are required to spell it back to make sure we have it spelled correctly, yeah, but I'll certainly check on it for you.
Six times, you know what I mean? And then he'd say, it's my V, Mrs. Garrett.
Girls.
And I said, what? And then he said...
Okay. Yeah, I apologize.
D-E-B-R-A.
We'll certainly check on it for you.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Garrett?
Stuff like that upsets me because when I was younger, I was molested, and I don't like talking about it with a Snickers bar from my daddy.
Oh, I certainly...
When it would happen, it would always happen when we watched Facts of Life together,
I apologize, ma'am. I am having a hard time hearing you. I mean, I hear some of what you're saying, but it keeps fading in and out. Are you still there? Are you still there, ma'am? Okay. Were you calling for prayer, or did you want to make a donation, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, are you still there?
Yeah,
Okay.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah,
hi, Deborah. Deborah. I'm visiting Deborah. This is her mother, and she had to run to the bathroom. So I was overhearing this conversation, and she keeps hearing the other person say horrible things. I don't know this other person. He kept saying, eat my, it's that slang word for kitty cat, Mrs. Garrett. And
I'll certainly be glad to check on it. Normally, we certainly would.
I mean, a man of God shouldn't say something like that. Eat my pussy, Mrs. Garrett. It's just not appropriate. So
yes, ma'am,
she was she was interested in making a donation, I think, and she was also wondering about what kind of products you get when you make this donation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have a wide variety of things that, you know, that Marilyn offers for, you know, for a certain amount donation, you know, that she may offer. She has lots of books and CDs, teachings, that sort of thing. It really would depend on if there was a specific item that she wanted or how much she wanted to give.
That emotion just overrode my body, and I had to go to the restroom before I soiled my head.
Okay, Deborah, you wanna come back on the phone?
Well, you just grab the house phone if you want to do that.
Okay. Yeah, okay. You can go back on. You want to grab the other phone.
Okay. Was there a certain amount of donation that she was interested in giving, or?
Well, I needed to know what projects y'all have. I don't know if you caught my story, but...
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, it was fading in and out, but the difficulty I would have is that we have a large amount of products and for various you know, donation amounts. Now we do have certain ones that she's kind of highlighting right now. You said you were watching the program earlier. Is
yeah,
that right?
I watched. Honey, I'm sorry, but I'm hard of hearing, and you gotta work with me.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, just hold on 1 second. We can tell him a story, okay?
And then I mean, why are you using that shitty, sorry for the language, but she always uses this other phone, this cordless phone. It's just such a piece of crap. But so my husband, the late Murkowsk, he recently passed away, and he had a lot of money. And he left a whole bunch of it to our daughter, Deborah. And so I think that she's interested in perhaps leaving that to a person of God.
Okay. If she was interested in making a large donation of that type, the best way to do that is in written form. We generally are the order line for the ministry at this time of the night, where Marilyn has certain products or teachings that she offers on her program. Like, for example, a couple that we have right now is like we have a 2-CD set of teaching that she has for $20. We have another package that deals with emotions and that sort of thing. It's $53. That's the suggested donation. If you're actually wanting to make like a donation of a larger amount or of a, you know, from an inheritance or that type of thing, we generally would try and put you in touch with the ministry through the mailing address so that it could be handled.
Okay,
you know,
do you have a package for the girl?
I'm sorry? For the girl, you said?
A package for the girl.
We have one right now that's called a first aid kit for...
Is it for prolapse?
Bells.
I'm sorry?
Is it for... Do you know what a prolapse is?
Bells.
I know him.
I'm sorry. She Father God blessed her with a prolapse when she was 13, and ever since, she's had a hard time struggling with it. And, you know, I know the church, and I know what it says in the Bible about prolapses. But, you know, I just don't really see that Father God would really see a prolapse that way. You know what I mean?
So, what's in this first aid kit? Does it have Band-Aids and antiseptic wash?
No, that's the name of a teaching series that she has.
About the AIDS?
I'm sorry?
About the AIDS, the Reagan AIDS?
No, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm really having a hard time understanding what you're referring to.
AIDS. Are you saying AIDS?
Yeah. No. It's that's the name for the teaching. It deals with healing for people's hearts.
Okay.
You know, that sort of thing. It's
Cheryl,
being figuratively.
He's saying maids.
It's a product that deals with healing of people's emotions,
the gays?
People that are hurting and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's just the name for it. It's not a literal term.
Huh. Okay, then.
If you'd like, I'd be glad to give you the mailing address or the website. You could check those places for more details.
Do you sell any intimate product?
Any what?
Intimate products. Yeah, so, you know, products that are intimate nature that are blessed by the Lord.
Sorry,
so,
you sure
for example,
you have to contact a different place for that. I apologize. Thank you very much.
Hello?
Are you homosexual?
Why does it keep saying it's trying to connect to Nick?
Because, hang on. Because it, like, when people disappear, it automatically tries to reconnect them.
It's very annoying.
Yeah.
Podcast Geek is fucking all his stuff. He made all those sound horrible. Well, what happened to your sound, Deborah?
I'm not sure what's going on, but I think they were all gay.
I think so, too. That was a very nice ministry.
That was amazing. I can't believe how long you both had them on.
Yeah. I'm her mother.
They believe in the word.
I mean, I thought maybe they'd get thrown off when they heard the...
Mrs. Garrett?
That, you know.
The best part was the duty and then the Mrs. Garrett.
Mrs. Garrett? Mrs. Garrett? Mrs. Garrett?
Do you like that, Reagan's?
Well, I like playing the clips and then blaming it on them.
You mean a pussy, Mrs. Garrett?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Do you like the echo or is that no good?
And I believed it. I think he wanted to eat my bean.
You be?
He wanted a salt and pepper.
Deborah, this song's for you. Just real quick.
You'll do anything for me. Who run the world?
Girls, girls.
Who run the world?
Girls, girls.
Who run the world?
Do you know Bobby? Oh. Bobby says girls a lot too.
So listen, this is kind of terrifying.
Okay.
The first gay guy in West Hollywood died of the latest meningitis outbreak.
Oh no! I thought it was just in New York.
Yeah, basically, it's really scary. He was just at the white party, and he started to feel sick, I guess, on Sunday, and then he fell into a coma this week. And
you don't go to those.
His father took him off life support today.
Oh my God, at the white party?
And he was only 30, I think 34, 33 or 34, really handsome guy. I mean, not that that means anything.
I think his father should sue Grindr.
You know, that's really scary if it's the white party. You know, it's been going around in New York, and to my knowledge, have they warned everyone to get meningitis vaccines?
Well, the city council just put out a warning to guys in West Hollywood saying that, you know, any sexually active men need to be vigilant about it. I mean, it's kind of scary.
My friend is in New York, and he's listening probably now, but, you know, I said he's... You know, and I said, he told me about the meningitis there. I said, well, you should go get the shot. Why not if there's a shot for it? So he goes to the clinic. They said, oh, you're monogamous, because he's in a monogamous relationship with a man. They wouldn't give it to him.
Well, that must mean that there are implications with the shot. You know, like some... I'm always hesitant to do anything like that.
Well, you should give it because you are a grinder.
You mean to say
I
there's
not
like,
a grind whore. I'm in a monogamous relationship.
You mean, Reagan, do you mean
like
you
can, me and my black?
You mean you know. That you think they have bad side effects to the vaccine? Is that what you're saying?
It's probably because insurance will not pay for it unless it's medically necessary.
Well, this particular person is a little bit
like my prolapse. I get all these surgeries that are medically necessary.
Ray, are you sexually active, Deborah?
Yes, I'm actually. I have a secret profile on ChristianMingle.com, and I have met a few.
Oh, yeah. But you're not. I mean, I know you got since the. I mean, I know you had.
We don't have relations. We actually. I like to invite people over and we watch Facts of Life DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
And what we like to do is we like to push the eject button on the DVD player mm-hmm. and then push it again.
Why is that? What does that do for you?
It signifies the unity of the body of Christ entering you.
Mm-hmm.
We pray together.
Because you know you're a woman damned to hell because you've been raped, even though it wasn't your fault.
Yeah, I'd like I told you before.
Oh.
It wasn't my fault.
Did you have? But you've never been pregnant because your father raped you with a coat hanger, right?
No, with the Snickers bar.
Jesus.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, how is that rape, really? A Snickers bar would just melt in your vagina.
I was cleaning, as I said, I was cleaning the bathroom.
And he slipped it in your cunt?
He was beating me with a hanger. Then he slid the Snickers in with the gumdrop.
Was it a king size? Costco size?
No, she said Sam's Club.
Back then it was the king size. They didn't have the sharing size, so I had to take the whole 14 inches of Snickers.
The Christians don't shop at Costco because they pay too much. They only go to Sam's because it's owned by Walmart, and they pay them a lower wage.
Sam Walton.
Yeah. The Republicans like to keep costs down.
Yes, well, I like to buy these large containers of mayonnaise, and I scoop them out with my hand, and I fill my lips and my cunt and my anus hole with mayonnaise, and I let it marinate for 4 hours and 45 minutes. Once the alarm goes off, I bear down onto the floor and shit it out. And then I put it on a sandwich, and I have a nice lunch.
Cheryl, do you see what I'm showing you on the screen, Cheryl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very nice.
Do you know what this is?
It's something that I didn't get. I got nothing for my birthday.
This is what Patrick P., the wonderful listener, gave me for my birthday.
Oh, yeah, she told me she's poor.
It's a Kindle, and yeah. It has a purple cover for Fibro.
Got nothing.
It's a Kindle paper white, because it's racist in memory of Wanda Wisdom's podcast.
Mm-hmm. She's dead, you know.
But I also... Reagan,
did you know that Wanda's dead?
I also got no-show socks from... I forget, Lisa Crone, I think. Oh, no, I'm not wearing them today. Let me go get a pair. You two can jab or jab.
And got the Bible that I sent, the free one, from the hotel, remember?
I don't think she ever got it. Reagan, did you hear that Wanda's dead?
Who's Wanda?
Wanda Wisdom.
Who's that?
It's a horror. Look, these are my no-show socks from Lisa Crone. Six pairs of no-show socks.
Six cunt Sally.
You can't see them, Deborah. It's like Jesus, but they're there.
But yeah, you know they're there, and they're there to support you.
Right. Oh, you're right. So good at metaphors. Mm-hmm.
Can we call the abortion hotline again?
That's a good idea.
No, I could say I was, well, I don't want to say that.
Okay, hopefully I still have it in my phone book. Let's see. I would imagine it's abort.
But the reason I want to get the abortion is, and I don't believe in them, but I was raped and molested by Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
So, I can't believe how long those two people stayed on the phone. Isn't that amazing?
But it's a foreign speech, so I shall expel it.
I don't have the abortion button.
What was the one that we called before with the woman who stayed on the phone with Cheryl forever?
I don't remember.
Through all the duty, through all the pee.
Yes, yes.
Let's call them.
But I don't remember who that was. Not very organized, Reagan. I'll call this one.
Carnival.
I don't know what this is. Oh, Carnival, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Vicom, Georgia State, how may I help you?
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Hey, I need you some help right now. Can you spare some time? Hello? Hello?
I think...
Oh. That was not an abortion line.
I don't know what I'm calling
it. Church's chicken.
I was going to say that. You're having a lot of fun pulling those babies out. Throwing them in the fryers. Those damn liberals. The Obama fryers. It's them death camps they were talking about. Baby back ribs.
Okay, this is the real Robert Scoble. I think.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hey, this is Deborah. Do you have some time? I needed to ask you a few questions for this ministry. First of all, I'd like to ask, are you safe?
Who is this?
This is Deborah. I spoke to you at that convention. It was last year you gave me your number, and I finally got your card. I was going through my Rolodex, and I got your card out. And I just wanted to ask you, what church are you going to right now, Robert? Robert? Scoble? Mr. Scoble? Scoble, are you saved or not? Because I've got some Facts of Life DVDs over here, and I'm ready to get the prayer on.
Say some what?
Listen, are you saved or not? Because right now, I'm worried about your soul. Girl, shut up. I'm on the phone. Hello, I'm sorry. Natalie's interrupted. As I said, is your soul saved?
You don't have to worry about my soul. My soul is...
Okay, but let me tell you something. Right now, there are these liberals out there on the country, and they're running.
Okay. Can you understand how confused I am? I never heard of you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Who do you work for?
Yeah, who are you? I don't get this. Hello?
Hello? Who are you? Hello?
Hello?
Who are you?
This is Cheryl Murkowski.
Yeah?
Madge Weinstein's friend?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Do you know Madge Weinstein?
Yeah, I know Madge Weinstein. What the fuck is this that you're calling me with this shit?
Where don't you curse?
Fuck. Okay. That's fine.
Bye. What's wrong with Deborah? Well, I think you should hang up and call all of us back because it's still trying to connect to Nick.
No, Deborah, it is
I'm still here.
No, it's not. I see what's really going on. You don't. Because I'm the originator. It's not calling Nick. I had to block Nick temporarily because it kept trying.
But it still says on my end.
I don't care what yours says. Yours isn't the controlling thing. Mine is. Why don't you put a piece of goddamn tape over it so you don't have to see it? It's not causing any problems, is it? Hold on, I gotta fort. There. Anyway. Sorry, Cheryl, I didn't mean to be mean. Ooh, that stinks. Deborah, do you ever make those farts that smell like rotten eggs?
I actually don't fart.
Even after the Snickers rape?
I've never been able to.
Oh.
Everything from my intestines, I actually use the restroom through my vein.
Through your what?
Through my V.
Your V?
Vagina, Madge.
But how do you do it through your vagina?
Because she has one hole just like me. I'm her mother.
Good.
When he violated me with the Snickers bars, it tore.
Madge, have you ever had the problem where you punch fuck yourself?
Yeah.
And then you cause yourself to have a cloacae.
No, but I did see a video of that the other day. Chris sent it.
Have you ever opened a can of tuna with your vaginal layups?
No.
Have you ever eaten a sardine and dropped half of it by accident into your cutlet?
Yes. Well, it wasn't really an accident, but yes, I have done that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What about it?
Well, I did that the other day,
mm-hmm.
and I was very upset
mm-hmm.
because I wasn't able to tell then for the next 3 months
mm-hmm.
whether the fish smell was because of my unwashed pussy or whether it was the can of sardines that I inadvertently on purpose dropped into my cunt.
Well, Cheryl, my question would be, did you have a lot of cum or said in your pussy?
Because
cum, when it's in your pussy, I think Reagan can testify to this because it's true for the gay men too, but when you leave the semen in there for more than, say, an hour, it really smells like a rotten fish. Okay.
Reagan, do you concur?
Yeah. Let's call 1-800-NO-ABORT.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot. But you're going to have to translate that into a real number.
Deborah, what's with your connection? Is it better now?
She's fine. Don't worry.
Do I sound better, y'all?
You sound better. Yeah. Reagan, what's that?
You need to make sure you buy the microphone.
I need to know. Ugh, for fucks. I just need the number in numbers.
Okay, hold on. I'll look. 1-800-NO-ABORT.
1-800-662-2678.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to trust you on that one, Deborah. You're kind
Epic
of
Grum here.
No abort.
Oh, and then I have poems about abortion that I've just found that I could perform.
I would love that. And I think the Hanger Sisters was what I would really love.
Well, maybe I could read this one poem about abortion before we call.
It's too late. I've already dialed.
Damn it.
I'll tell her my brother's going to have to read something.
Okay.
Thank
you for calling the hotline. This is Nancy. How may I help you?
Nancy, hello.
Hi.
Hello. This is Deborah.
Hello?
Hey, Nancy. Nancy, is this Nancy Reagan? Fox's mother. Hello?
Nancy. Who's this?
Deborah.
I'm sorry. Your phone's on.
Okay, well, you sound different too, hon, but I'm not judging. Can you hear me
no,
better
No, I do apologize. I'm catching a cold, ma'am. I'm sorry. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me good now?
Yes. You sound much better. How can I help you?
I can't decide if I want to do it.
That you want to do what, ma'am?
Bored it.
Why? How many months are you?
7.
You're 7 months?
How much?
Your baby's already there.
You know,
he's moving and everything. and this is very dangerous now.
I know, but see, I lived a bad life and I really didn't want this baby because I feel like I was pressured into having it so she could be on Abby Lee Miller Dance Mom.
Oh, my. But you have other babies?
No.
This is your first baby?
Yeah, one of the girls. Well, it's my first one to this term. I've had 3 other abortions. And I named them. Natalie.
But what's your first name?
Of the first baby, when I aborted in 78, her name was Natalie. Then there was Joe and Tootie. And the one I'm having now, her name, Edna.
Oh, but God blessed you with this one. And you've been 7 months full term already.
Yeah,
what's going on? You want to tell me what's going on?
I was actually, last year I was overseas. I can't tell you where, but it was for the government. It was a government-sponsored trip, and I was raped.
Oh.
I work for Prayer Life Ministries. Have you heard of them?
Yes, I have.
I work for Prayer Life Ministries, and I was on one of the ministries in North Korea, and I was raped.
And you were right? Oh, you were? Oh, my Lord Jesus Christ. Ay, Dios, my God.
Yeah, this is clear. It's true.
And where are you, and who are you staying with?
I'm staying with my brother right now. His name's he's a trans woman. His name's Megan Fox.
Megan?
Yeah.
I am so sorry to hear that you're going through this.
He wants me to have the operation, and he just upset me because I'm not sure if I was going to do it, but then he wrote me a poem, and he put the poem on my desk, and then when I came in just 5 minutes ago, he started reading the poem.
The poem about what?
Reagan, please. I can't. Reagan. Megan. I'm sorry, trans Megan sister. Hold on. Can I put her on?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Yeah, it's a poem I found online, and it's called Gloria's Story. And it says, that is a sad Darling, I wonder all the time who you would have been. Sometimes I can hear you laughing and see your little grin. I snap out of it for a moment. I'll never feel your touch. The guilt of my decision hurts me so very, very much. My heart bleeds and my crime bears me such shame. Precious child, I don't even know your name. I didn't even say goodbye. I feel so selfish. Now I long to cradle you. It's my own wish. Such a wondrous gift that would have been so great, but my choice ended in incineration. You had a terrible fate.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. I'm going to give you back to my sister.
Okay. That is really sad.
Hello?
That is so sad.
I know.
Why would you want to end the baby's life like that? This is God's blessing.
Yeah, but I don't know what even race it is. I mean, North Korean, it's not of God.
But it's your child. It's
I know, but
yours.
See, my mom, she's the one that told me about the abortion.
But the baby is in full term already, Megan.
But I know, but see, the other kids, they were older, and, you know, nothing happened to me.
God knows.
I just feel bad because one baby was 9 months.
Well, I'm pretty sure you loved your baby.
It kills me.
I told you to abort it.
Mom, get off the phone.
No, I'm not getting off the phone. What's the big deal? I don't understand.
Because I'm scared because I don't want to abort the baby.
Who are you talking to?
Mom, I'm 67 years old. Don't tell me what to do.
Who are you talking to? Hello?
Who's Cleo.
Miss Cleo?
Hello?
Hello, Miss Cleo. This is Deborah's mother, Cheryl.
Hi, Miss Deborah. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm not sure why she's calling you about this abortion. I mean, she's had some before.
Well, she sounds like she needs help.
Well, I don't know about getting help from a psychic.
This is no psychic.
Oh, I thought you were Miss Cleo.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Mom,
well,
she's telling me to keep the baby.
You told her what?
I think I don't know what to do.
Why wouldn't she keep the baby? Do you know how much babies cost?
But a child is a blessing of God, Mom.
A child of rape is a blessing from God.
He's a child. He's an angel.
He's still preterm.
She was raped by Kim Jong-un. You know, the faggot leader of North Korea. So you're saying that rape is a blessing of God?
Mom, I'm saying the child is a blessing of God. She is already 7 months in full term.
It's not even half term right now. It hardly kicks at all. So I'm just confused as to where you get off saying that Kim Jong-un's...
Dear Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. I should have never watched those Facts of Life TV when Daddy snuck his fingers in me.
And she was raped by my late husband, too. It didn't result in... He raped her with, you know, that king-size Snickers.
Before the Sharon size.
He raped her with this 14-inch Snickers that he got at the Sam's Club. And he tried to rape me with it, but half of it had melted.
My Lord. I am so sorry to hear these stories.
Yes.
And I had to pick her up, and I was bleeding all over Mama. And, whoa.
So how old are you, Mom, now? How old are you now?
I'm 25. I'd like to, that's my age. I'm a young woman. Yeah.
She's not 25. She's 78.
I'm
78. Mom, you need to accept it.
No. Whatever. I'm old enough to be her mother, okay?
I just don't know what I need to do. I don't want to have this baby. I can't.
What? What are the options, Miss Cleo?
This is not Miss Cleo.
Oh, what's your name?
My name is Nancy.
Girls.
Okay, Miss Nancy. What are the options for this?
Her name's Nancy Girls.
Nancy Girls. What are the options for this baby? I mean, we can't afford to have no North Korean Down syndrome rape baby. Mongoloid thing. Yeah.
You know, when I do apologize, but when we get pregnant and we're having a baby, it's up to us to bring this baby to full term and protect him. You know?
If I have it, I'm just going to put it outside and let it, I don't know, I'll take it to a park or something, and or maybe I'll take it, I don't know. I know where, Paula Dean lives. I could just pull up to her house and leave it.
Maybe you could put it in a broken mirror screen closet.
I just don't want it. I don't know what to do with the baby. I'm just scared. I don't want stretch marks.
Miss Nancy, I mean, when I had one baby that I kept to full term, and that's Deborah. The rest of them, in various stages, I had them sucked out of me, pulled out of me, coat hangered, all of these things. And I'm here today, a healthy young woman, a little, you know, wet behind the ears, as they say. And, you know, the thing is, even having a late-term abortion, it destroyed my pussy. And it still hurts. I have horrible diarrhea all the time. But, so she doesn't want this to happen to her.
Well, there's always a big risk when you do abortions at such a late stage. She's already 7 months pregnant.
Well, I mean...
The baby's already in full term. He's already... grown, everything it's developed.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not like the thinnest, you know, I'm not the thinnest girl around town, if you know what I mean. Girls,
you're clinically obese. She's obese and she's a cow, and someone in North Korea wanted to rape her. Can you imagine?
You're bringing back memories.
You were asking for it. You were wearing a negligee thing that see your nipples. And you could see your pink pussy lips.
Stop. Yeah. Stop. This is why I'm so messed up, Nancy. Can you understand why I'm... Oh, God, I just want away, Nancy. Do you have any kids, Nancy? Is it worth it? Yes.
I am sorry you're going through this. I really am. But it's your decision.
I know, but, like, do you have kids, Nancy? Do you yes. believe it?
I have two boys.
And was it worth it?
Yes, ma'am. They are the most wonderful kids God ever gave me. That's my number one blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, until they go to jail, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what I hear all of my friends. Their children become delinquents. They cost them all this money. They ask, oh, I want to go to college. I want to go to art school. I want to have
That depends on how you raise your kids. Everybody raised their kids their own different ways. Everybody got their own ways. You try and do the best that you can, and you explain that to your kids as they grown up, they're growing up, and you should not have any problem with your kids because they would be able to understand what you're going through. I raised my sons as a single mom.
Women.
Huh?
So you had sex on a wedlock? Oh, dear.
No, I married and I got divorced, Mom.
Don't say that to her, Mama.
Sorry, I just can't help it. I'm just
I got divorced.
I mean, that's and I raised my two kids. In my church, we can't get divorced. My husband died. So the thing is just this. If she's going to have this baby, is there money available to help pay for this little tramp to live?
No, Nancy, my mom's not being honest. We're polygamous. We live on an LDP camp.
DP?
A double penetration camp. Nancy, do you know what polygamy is?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I had the lie mother made me. The other sister wives, they held me down. Oh, I'm sick of the way my hair looks, Nancy.
Well, maybe you should lose some weight. Nancy, do you know anyone that's clinically obese?
No, Mom. What you guys ladies are doing is you're calling a several source shelter. And what we do is that we help pregnant ladies, pregnant teenagers with their babies.
Yeah, well, how are you going to help my daughter, Deborah? She needs help. She needs money. Something.
I'm getting so stressed. I'm about to pull it out. I swear to God, I'll pull it out, Mama.
Mm-hmm. What would your recommendation be for the best method of abortion? I myself like the dilation and extraction method.
That's really sad.
Nancy. I can't handle this. I need to know what I need to do. I'm out of tears, Nancy. I feel like God's trying me.
Yes, and that's sometimes in life we go through changes,
Nancy,
like this and make you think too twice.
Nancy, do you have a spare bedroom? Do you have a spare bedroom?
If I have a what?
Is there any way I could come live with you?
I'm living in a shelter. I'm one of the house moms for several sources.
Is there a way that I could live with y'all? It can be like the Golden Girls.
Tell me something. Where are you at? Give me the address where you at.
Mom, can I give it to her?
What do you need it for? Are you going to come here and give me a ration?
No, Mom. I need to get this information to my supervisor.
You just want to make her a house girl so that she can wait on these abortion teenagers and, you know, play with their layups and all of this thing, the layups. Is that what you do? Do you play with their layups?
Nancy.
Yes,
are you there? I live on 1991 Mormon Lake Road, West Side, Mormon Lake, Arizona.
Okay. First, I need to get your full name, okay?
It's Deborah.
Okay. And your last name?
You need my middle name. My middle name is Edna.
And last name?
Garrett.
Can you do that for me, please?
Deborah Edna Garrett.
I'm sorry?
Deborah.
Yeah, Deborah Edna. What is your last name?
Girl.
Brown.
Girl.
And your address?
Girl.
You're crying?
She's a little pussy. She needs to man up. It's not that big of a deal.
Deborah,
I mean,
Edna Garrett.
Okay.
Mrs. Garrett?
Girl, yes. Why'd your voice change?
And what is your address, Deborah?
What is my address? What? You sound like you said the N-word, sweetie. Can you say it again?
Mrs. Garrett?
Yeah, Mrs. Garrett. 191 Mormon Lake Road, West Side.
I'm sorry, you keep breaking up. I only hear half of the address.
Okay, you ready, honey?
Yes, I am.
Okay, 191 Mormon
Mrs.
Lake
Garrett?
Road, West Side.
Mormon?
Mrs. Yes. Garrett?
Mrs. Garrett. Everybody knows Mrs. Garrett. Girls, close the school. Girls, they're going to close the school. Girls, they're going to close the school.
What do you... Oh God, did you not take your medication today?
You mean a pussy, Mrs. Garrett?
What?
You mean a pussy, Mrs. Garrett?
What?
You mean a pussy, Mrs. Garrett?
Girls.
You mean a pussy, Mrs. Garrett?
Girls.
We call that the gang phase, or the homosexual phase, where boys are interested in boys and girls are interested in girls. This is a perfectly normal phase of emotional development at this age level.
Nancy?
Yes, Deborah?
I think something's going on with your phone. What country are you in? Do y'all have party lines?
No, ma'am.
Bobsled, ma'am?
Can I ask you a personal question?
You ladies are breaking up. I keep hearing all the other people talking.
What?
Okay.
How large are your clay-ups?
What is it?
How large are your clay-ups?
You mean a pussy, Mrs. Garrett?
Do you understand what I'm asking?
I don't think she had... Nancy.
You want me to get the hanger?
I don't type on a computer.
Do you want me to get the hanger?
Nancy.
I'll get the... Obviously, Nancy doesn't care anymore, and she's going to hang up, so...
Now, Nancy wouldn't do that.
She seems to have hung up, so I'm going to get the hanger, and we're just going to take care of this baby.
Yeah, Nancy. Hello.
Deborah, who is that lady? She is your mom?
Yes, I'm in the bathroom now. I had to use the room. Oh, my stomach hurts.
Where are you staying at, Deborah?
Oh, it hurts so bad because it only comes out of one hole.
You got to find help where you at. Why don't you call 911?
It's not that bad. I mean, come on.
They
don't you get duty squirts, Nancy?
They won't let them on the compound.
Nancy, I'm sure that you've had some of your ping pong, ling long food and
I need to speak with Deborah.
Oh.
You tell her. You tell her. Nancy, is there a way you can you contact Nancy Grace? Is there any way you can contact the media and let them know?
I don't know who she is.
Nancy Grace, you know, hello, friend.
Oh,
hello, friend. Nancy Grace.
I
have a confession,
know.
Nancy. Do you know who Kaylee Anthony is?
She does?
Yeah.
And have you talked to her before?
Yeah, well, I don't think she can talk now, but I pray to her.
Oh.
Girl.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry, the booger's got in my nose. I had to sniff him up.
Is it because of the smile? Oh, sorry, I'm supposed to not be on the phone anymore.
Deborah, you know that you could call 911 and they could help you find a place, right?
Why does she need to call 911? It's not an emergency. I told her I would get a coordinator. We'd take care of it. I've got a vacuum cleaner, a shop vac.
I cannot argue with you, Mom. I need to speak with Deborah.
I ain't your mother.
Hello?
Deborah?
I'm Nancy. She keeps grabbing the phone.
Okay, listen. Where are you located at?
Okay. Are you, what country are you from, Nancy?
I'm
over here in Ramsey, New Jersey.
I thought you said you were in like a safe house in Guatemala.
No, Mom.
Girls. Do you know the girls? Please just tell me. I'll keep the baby if you just know the girls. Do you know the girls?
If I know the girl?
No, the girls.
The girdle.
No, not a girdle. The girl. Say it. Can you just say girls?
The girl.
No, say the girls.
Girls?
You're not saying it right.
Because I got you breaking up. I keep hearing noise.
Just that's what I want to name my baby. Girls.
Girls.
Oh, that's what you want to name her?
That's the thing
you
saying.
You already got a name. That's a beautiful name.
I know. I want to see how it sounds. Will you say it? I can't hear myself.
And how will it look on her tombstone? Yeah.
Girls.
Will you just say it for me? Nancy, you're my...
Deborah,
I feel like you're my friend.
I'm trying to be. I'm trying to help you. But you need to find, you need to get help so you could be relaxed and have your baby in peace.
I can feel, it's like I can feel it inside me, you know what I mean?
If you relax your clips, sometimes the baby will just slip out.
Girls!
Girls! Nancy, are you still there?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay,
your mom
feel
keeps cutting off.
I know, but I feel like you're using me. I feel like listen, Nancy. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, okay?
It's not
Can I
yours.
Do that since you're my friend?
Yes, ma'am.
When I watch the Abby Lee Miller Dance Company TV show that comes on Lifetime, I fantasized about Kathy, Candy Apple Studio Dance Mom. And I feel like God's punishing me because Abby Lee Miller perfectly stated, we're going to make applesauce out of them candy apples. You know what I mean, Nancy?
Yes, I believe that I do.
Nancy, are you drinking?
No, Mom. I got it. I'm catching
Nancy,
a terrible call. I do apologize.
Either that or you got seed in your mouth. You don't have seed
Girl,
in your mouth, do you?
Man.
You wouldn't do that on the phone.
Okay, Deborah, you know, if you need help in the city that you are, you could go to the police station or call 911, and they will help you find a place where
you can
stay.
I can't do that. I can't do that, though. You know what I mean?
But you will be safe, you and your baby.
No. Last time I did that, thank you.
Pelvic girdle.
Debra? Hello?
Nova Spiritus Communion Prayer. Dear Mother and Father God, I ask you to witness this communion, which is a symbol of finding my very own God-centeredness in Christ consciousness.
Nancy?
Hello?
Nancy? Nancy, step into the light.
What a dum-dum.
She had enough. Who did that?
Oh, my God, she hung up.
Oh, my Lord.
Who?
Oh, my God.
She finally hung up? My God.
I can't believe she hung up. That was so
what made her hang up?
To hang up.
What made her
hang up? She called back and asked to speak to her supervisor because that was fucked up.
What?
She should not have hung up.
What made her hang up? Was it the baby?
Call that quick.
I don't know either.
Who fucked up? Who was pressing the numbers?
I think it
was
Deb.
Maybe it was Nancy because it wasn't me.
Oh, it was. That's how she got rid of the call.
I'm very angry. So.
She pretended like.
Man,
like,
call her back. I'm very upset.
Or now, Nancy might have passed
livid.
Away. Maybe, you know, it stressed her out. She had a heart attack.
I'm livid. She's going to be my house mom from now on.
Nancy died. I think her head fell on the phone and she's dead.
I will say that hardcore anti-choice conservative Christians are very intelligent.
She made me want to taste it.
So lewd.
On one hand, you have a loving God. On the other hand, you have a mean, hateful, nasty one that's going to send you forever to damnation. Because
okay, I just wanted a little break. I needed to break before we call back. Okay, we'll call Black.
And then that's the end of the ground. I gotta go to
but
sleep.
Gerald, don't say that word. You
what?
Gerald, no, you can't.
Because
that's
it's Miss Cleo.
What was
I'm
this called?
Cleo.
This was
I
Noah
mean,
Born.
Nancy, you know.
Don't say Miss Cleo. It gives it away. Don't.
Yeah, let's not talk to Miss Cleo anymore. Ah, oh.
New person.
Yeah.
It's too late. I can't. There's no way to stop the call. Like a plane.
Take the wheel, Deborah.
Yeah, can you sing Jesus?
We're gonna let Jesus take it.
Oh, no, they're not answering. She said she lives, she's a house mom at a shelter.
She's Mrs. Garrett of abortion.
So weird.
He's playing school, but they didn't close hers. It's like Fringe, another universe.
Oh, God, Jesus. You're so deep, Deborah. Parallel universes now? My God.
Wild.
Girls.
Girls.
Well, apparently Cleo isn't answering, so we're in luck.
Okay, we need to call a new one.
Okay.
What's another abortion hotline?
She's on the
hotline?
Phone with the cops.
Yeah.
Maybe she got Nancy
she's
right
to
from the
call 911.
She's on her way to Mormonville Drive or whatever it was.
She's driving under the influence of Jesus.
Okay, those both have to be like records of the longest. People have stayed on the line.
And, I mean, having all of these different people on radio.
Did you like my incinerate?
Yes.
That was
very
really
nice.
Good.
Yes. Thank you.
My friend, sister, Megan Fox.
I need a number to call. Okay, Gina Lou gave me one. By okay. the way, Reagan, that's the person you need to unban.
I don't ban anybody. I only have my close friends.
I know
friends.
What you mean. Like, undefriend.
She's a close friend, yeah.
Re-add her, whatever.
That's post-cat memes.
Okay.
It's okay.
She's really great. It's not just the money. She loves cats, too.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
I just post too much personal stuff, you know?
Yeah.
About the mental illness.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so who is this? This number you just gave me? What's your, like, I don't know what to call it in my phone book, Gina.
The Mormon Lake West. Is that what that number is in the chat?
I guess. I guess that's what it'll be.
Those people are crazy, though. They're Mormons. They'll bomb it.
I saw a movie about them yesterday.
It's the American Pregnancy Hotline.
I should tell them that I want to have my baby in the temple. That's the only way I'm going to keep it is if they take me in the temple.
It's calling now. It's a crisis hotline.
Is it Christian, though?
Well, if it's not, they're going to be telling you have that baby aborted. But I want to keep it. I think it's going to be the next president.
What if we call,
it's
like,
some butch lesbian?
What if you call it Denny's and say you aborted your baby in the restroom and you might have left it there?
Because I don't think it's cool to call, like, just regular. You know what I mean?
It's not.
Regular what? Okay.
Like, if it was just like a women in crisis.
A Pizza Hut.
You want to call Pizza Hut? Yeah. But we need something 24-hour. I think a Denny's.
Denny's.
Anybody have a favorite Denny's that's pretty crazy? Or a Waffle House? Well, we're going to go to hell.
This is why, go soon. It's very
this
late.
Is why Andy Vera stopped listening to my show. She hated the phone call. She said it's mean. Okay, Deborah.
I mean, who is she on her high horse? Her and that damn craze.
I
that
think
craze
that's a good idea. Off. I had a miscarriage in the Pizza Hut.
No, I don't want to call Pizza Hut because they're not 24 hours. We know
that
Denny's.
I had a miscarriage in the Denny's restroom, and I'm wondering if they kept the fetus because.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Now, what neighborhood?
I'll do that one real quick, and then Deborah gets to do one.
I think we'll go with Melrose Park. That's where there's a lot of mafia, so that should be nice. It says late night. It doesn't say 24 hour, but we'll see. If not, we'll call them. No, we'll call them Melrose, because they're. Yeah, we'll call them Melrose.
Do it. Thank you.
You've eaten there, Cheryl, remember? When you made roommates?
Mm-hmm. Are you calling people in West Hollywood? They don't fucking care because they deal with crazy people all the time. It has to be more like when we call Kookaroo and then we're just like
Minnesota.
I'm calling Wanda Wisdom. No, I'm calling the Melrose restaurant here in Chicago.
Okay.
Very nice.
Okay.
It's Greek. Ask, there are Greeks that own it.
Girls.
Yeah, thank you for
breaking. They're going to spray Windex on everything.
Tell her you like the. Oh, never mind. They have a good bathroom for abortions, though. I can assure you. So
I'll
think.
Be back, Bellies.
Make sure you ask them if they bleach the.
You're the asking. I'm not talking to them.
Hurry up. That one hand.
Okay. Calling.
For abortion.
They're definitely open. Shh.
Hello, do I have you?
Hi, I think it was in there earlier and I left something in the restroom.
You forgot what?
Well, I gave myself an abortion and I left the fetus in the restroom and I was wondering if it's still there.
Hi, let me talk to my boy to check it out.
Thank you. Yep.
Thank you.
It may be stuck in the pipe.
Girl. 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 Had a 9 to the fetus. The man.
Yeah. Disturbed.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm sure it is not there.
You, so you didn't find the fetus?
Pardon me?
You did not find my my child, the fetus?
It's not there, sir.
Okay, and I also left, I had a large purse with a colostomy bag, and I had a brooch in my bag. And
How long to go?
Do you have, do you serve soft shell cryo?
No, how long to go you here?
How long ago? It was early this afternoon.
The afternoon, the guy checking, I don't find anything here.
Didn't find anything.
I'm sorry.
Okay, do you serve soft shell cryo?
I can't hear you now.
Soft shell cryo. Did you check the pipes?
Pardon me?
Did you check the pipes?
Yeah. Okay. Somebody's calling me, hold on.
What the fuck is going on?
He hung up.
What is all that sound?
It's it ain't Deborah. Me. That's Deborah.
Is it Reagan? Man, I think you should just call us back and then we should end it.
Okay. Good lord. 17 people, it says.
Yeah.
Hold on. Coming. Deborah. Reagan.
I wish I'd seen the chat room. The line, it's in the stall with the bloody door.
Hello.
That
Hello.
Did he find the baby?
No.
I don't think he looked hard enough.
I don't think he knew he anything.
They looked for such a long time.
I think they probably, you know, kidnapped it and cooked it. It's on the menu.
They would. They would do
that.
That
was so amazing.
Well, this is...
This has been a wonderful grumble.
This has been a nice, nice show, I think, for me. And, before you guys go, tell me, what's a nice song to play at the end, like a baby song? I need like
a baby.
Yeah, a song that girls like. What? Oh, the Facts of Life theme song. You have
it. Fry that chicken.
Yes.
Miss Peaches.
Mm-hmm. Is this it? The Facts of Life? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think they have the theme song. It just says The Facts of Life. Oh, Deborah found it. Thank the Christ. Can we sing along? Not that. Oh, this isn't
fry
it.
Chicken. Fry that chicken.
Fry that chicken.
Yeah, we gonna fry that chicken. Fry that chicken. Fry that chicken. You hear me?
No.
Everybody want a piece of my chicken. Southern fried chicken. English. Yeah. Everybody want a piece of my chicken. Southern fried chicken. English. Yeah.
Sorry.
I got a plan, I got a plan. I'm a Friday's chicken in my hand. I got some hot grease and a whole chicken. Don't wash your hands, cause you're gonna be licking them. Big old thing of fried, spice all on them. My fried chicken gon' take you over. Everybody wants a piece of my chicken. Peaches got that fresh hot ghetto fried chicken.
Everybody want a piece of my chicken. Southern fried chicken.
Bye, Cheryl.
Bye. God bless everyone.
Bye. Bless you too, Deborah.
Hey, the cookie, Mrs. Garrett.
In a small voice, we'd hear her remark, Mommy and Daddy, can I sleep here with you? 'Cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark. One day in the summer, we took some flowers to place on some old family graves. Jeannie said, Mommy, ain't it dark in the ground? Oh, Daddy, I'd be so afraid. Then she looked up at her daddy and me and said something that broke both our hearts. She said, when I die, please don't bury me, 'cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark.
Jeannie was always afraid of the dark, and we never could understand why. 'Cause we looked after Jeannie with the very best of care, because Jeannie was our only child. Perhaps it was death that she was so afraid of, 'cause it took her one dark, stormy night. I think we always knew that we'd never see Jeannie groan, 'cause it seemed that she was destined to die. But on Jeannie's grave, we placed an eternal flame that glows and never loses its spark. And on the darkest night, there's always a light, 'cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark.
Our Jeannie's afraid of the dark.
Somebody could tell us that we were ugly, shut up. No.